Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
exposed.
Take a pose.
Mike Cube.
Come on, baby mama.
legends, statements, and stars, the legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battling. Who will bring 2013 in with a victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? For the hottest categories and the hottest competition, Grand Prize Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entry for $1,000. Grand Prize Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all team, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, Schoolboy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is going to be fierce. Not shady, but fierce, fierce.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Bowl with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Naomi and Ms. Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have BG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary. Legendary. Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rock.
Kelly.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio. This is the only radio in ballroom motherfucking history. And it don't get no better than this, honey. Well, I'm about to go get my sister, and I'm going to bring her on the line. She needs no introduction. Y'all know who it is, honey.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch. Mother gossip herself. She's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just sitting in the house chilling.
Oh, I know that's fine. What's that? Everybody in ballroom and everybody that's non-ballroom that is listening to our show tonight, honey, we are definitely here live, and we're definitely going to be recapping what's in the name, honey. We're definitely... What?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, because you keep heckled, honey. I thought it was something, honey. So, you know, everybody's out there, honey. You know, we here. We live. We in the building. Hey to everybody in the chat room. Hey to all my listeners that's on the phone line. And everybody that's, you know, listening, that downloads the show, that can't listen to the show because we're on so late. I want to say hi to y'all and thank y'all for definitely downloading
us. Wait a minute. Kelly,
and bringing
Kelly.
Us to your iPod. Yes.
Are you feeling sex silent or something tonight?
Why are you saying that?
This, your cunt voice, I can't take it.
What about what? What are you talking about? I don't understand.
No, never mind. Go ahead, girl.
I'm just here, you know. I'm feeling, you know. I'm feeling my new shape. You seen it. And you cut me out the picture.
Girl, don't start no shit, girl.
They say, I am gagging, Miss Sang. I don't know what it is, Miss Sang. I don't
hold
see
on,
three.
Hold on to the person that's in my inbox. Let me find out now. Did you ever get the situation rectified, Kelly?
No, I did not. Can
okay.
you please tell them what we've been trying to do all day,
okay,
Alexis?
Listen, everybody, Kelly cannot upload the video to her iMac. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's her Galaxy or her iMac, but they're not letting each other get to know each other. They can't share nothing. They can't send nothing. So what I will do tomorrow is I will go to the Bronx and see if we can. Hold on. Okay. It won't even let her email it. It won't let her.
The video.
Hold
is
on.
Too...
Wait. Because the person is in my inbox. I'm telling them. It won't let her email it. It won't let her send it out. It won't let her do nothing with the video. So I'm going to have to go and see if I can Bluetooth it to the computer or either my phone.
The video is too long. I have the whole thing from the start to the finish of the motherfucking altercation, and it will not let me send this video out at all. Honey, I've been trying all day, like, to upload it to, like, one of my special chat rooms that nobody is in, and then share it to, it will not. I'm trying to get it out. I have it, and I'm going to put it out once I get it out my phone.
I saw it. It was the key.
Baby, it's me, baby. Put me on your phone. Honey. Yeah, so, you know, I'm trying. Oh, my God. Baby, call it with your number, honey. I don't do private callers, honey. This is not Tuesday night. And I thank you.
Who are you talking
y'all
about?
Y'all girls give me very much on Tuesdays and Wednesday night. Okay.
So why you want no private calls tonight?
Honey, there is no private calls tonight.
I got a phone call, girl. The girls said they're coming at you.
What girls is coming at me?
I warned you before. It's before the shit hit the fan.
Hold on. I have to turn my volume over to my phone because everybody want to text during the show. I don't take text messages during the show. My phone is in the other room, okay? Hold on. We have some callers on the phone. Wait, hold on. 410-500, you're live on the air.
It's me, Kelly.
Hey, Jason. What's going on, love?
What is that about private callers on Tuesday?
Oh, you know, the girls is trying to get on the phone line, and they know that I clear all private calls off the switchboard. I do not take private calls. Private callers cannot even listen to the show. Private callers should not even press one. That's pressing one now, Miss Footlong. Y'all want to give it to me on Tuesday, then y'all want to give it to me on Wednesday, so now I'm giving it to y'all on Monday. Thanks for reaching out, Naima. She's going again. Okay. Press star 82, Naima, and we'll definitely take your call. We have some callers that's on the phone lines early, honey. I don't know what's going on. We're waiting for Rodney to come on. He's still at work. He's going to try to sneak in and, you know, give us a recap. 202-610, you're live on the air.
Bishop, keep me on cue. I'm I'm spoken to.
Okay. The next caller we have is 678-732. You're live on the
confused.
Air.
I'm confused. You know
please
what?
Don't.
Never mind. Bishop,
I mean, please don't, Jason.
Yeah.
678-732. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, love.
How are you? I'm a big fan of you.
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. My name is Ben. I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and let you know that I admire you so much.
Thank you very much, love.
And how you handled, you know, the temper situation. It was just over.
now?
Did I miss something?
Yeah, you did.
Alexis?
You make the bitch know it.
Alexis?
That voice sounds so familiar.
Kelly?
Yes?
What temperate situation is he talking about?
I guess he's talking about the old temperate situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it hasn't been.
You know, like, I seen it on, like, Now That C, that, China, Mother China Mugler, Mariah, and, Yoshi was talking about a week ago. Mm-hmm. Yep, she was.
What was that?
Yeah. That's, we're going to bring Rodney on.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Rodney is live on the airwaves, everybody. But I want to definitely thank you. I want to definitely thank you for calling in, caller.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too, love.
Okay.
The next Bye-bye. Caller we have is 607-443. You're live on the air. 607-443. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, love.
Hi, I'm just calling to tell you a big fat man.
Oh.
Thank you.
Hello.
Is that all you had to say?
You're so fucking mad. You're such a fucking man.
Damn.
Kelly, what the hell did you do in D.C. this weekend?
I didn't do anything this weekend in D.C. I guess the girls is trying to get me to read.
Come on,
read.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
Me, Alexis, and Jason.
What's going on, guys?
Okay,
yes, honey. I guess the trannies want me to read. That's what they want me to read. I guess the ads is not working right now.
Kelly.
What?
Go back
huh?
to prison.
Yeah, read.
You said what, love?
You
I said,
should
go
read.
To prison now.
These girls and these damn cricket phones. I mean, saying, I just be gagging at the girls, honey. Don't worry, I'll be at her door real soon, honey. I'll be at her door real soon, honey. I'm gonna check for her real soon, honey. But we're definitely here to recap our brother's ball that happened this weekend. What's in the motherfucking name? In Washington D.C., honey. You know, I had a good time overall, honey. You know. What else can I say? Oh, it was good seeing Ashley out. The icon, Ashley, icon was definitely out. It was definitely good to definitely see Sabrina. Icon was definitely out. It was definitely good to see the icons was definitely out in the building. You know, let me see my highlight of the night. I didn't get to see the all-way category, but the runway category was definitely the runway category was definitely cute. I need you to check that for me. Check that for me, honey. I need all information. Okay. It was definitely cute. The runway category was definitely cute. Grand prize went to RJ Balenciaga. I definitely loved seeing that production again. It was good to see Donna and Infinity out at the ball. I don't remember who else walked the category. I seen the clip of oh my God, Derek Icon walking the old way. That was a cute battle between him and Gabriel. That was definitely a cute battle. Honey, I didn't see the other two people that walked the category. The trophies was fab. The trophies was definitely fab. Again, kudos to Rodney and James for fab trophies. The trophies are definitely cute. The food was definitely on point. The tables definitely had a lot of food on the tables, a lot of sandwiches and cookies and fruit platters and things was definitely on the table. So big kudos to that, honey. Those pineapples was motherfucking everything, bitch. Oh, my God. They should have had a tray full of fucking pineapples, bitch. I would have ate the whole fucking tray. Pineapples is definitely cute. The girls was in attendance somewhat, you know, because probably because of the change of the venue, but the girls was definitely there. That was there. It was a lot of icons and legends that was in the building, you know. And the kids came out and they participated. I got to say grand prize to Jasmine Kahn and the Kahn girls. They definitely did win this weekend because Asia wasn't in the building. So congratulations to them for definitely winning. And if they would have came out and they would have stormed me, I gave a light little LSS because, you know, I had on that little short dress, but I did have on my two small panties, so nothing would have shifted or anything. Ooh. So if they did storm me, I would have took off my jacket and I would have showed them the way. Okay, and I thank you for definitely reaching out, honey. Okay. Let me see. Did you hang up on me? No, I did not, girl. I seen you and Q. I was waiting for you to come on, girl. No. But overall, it was a fab function. I enjoyed myself, honey. You know, I definitely did enjoy myself at the function. That fight was nasty outside, girl. I want to get this fight out of my phone so bad into my computer. I called Apple and everything, and they told me it got to be something wrong with my phone. Okay. Baby, I called Apple and everything to try to get them to help me to fix this shit so my phone can come back on to my computer. Because it used to, before my computer crashed, I used to just plug it up and it would pop up on the side and I'd just drag the video out and upload it. But it won't let me. But I'm definitely going to get into the fight and get into all of the details and everything, honey. So, you know, I'll get into that. Alexis, your recap. Alexis.
I'm sorry.
Your recap.
Hold on. Overall, I had a nice time. Kudos to Rodney and James for throwing a successful function. For those who didn't show up, sorry. For those who did, we really enjoyed ourselves. It was nice seeing a lot of older girls in the building. That was my first time actually seeing Ashley on the floor. You know, I've never actually witnessed her Vogue besides on YouTube or, you know, videos or DVDs or whatever, but it was nice seeing her on the floor. I really didn't get to see much of the ball because if you saw me, I was really in the cut, just chilling, enjoying myself, you know, talking to people, but I enjoyed myself overall. A shout out to Carlos Valenciaga and the Aga family. They had a nice get together on Sunday night as usual, and we really enjoyed ourselves.
Ronnie?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone that did come out and support myself and James. And again, I apologize for having to change the venue at the very last minute. It seems like, you know, New York really doesn't travel anymore, so we were definitely trying to bring the ball to them. But unfortunately, we had to change it back to D.C., send it to D.C., and appreciate those that did travel from New York down to support me and James as well. Stiffy Revlon, Stanley, LaBeija, Ashley Icon, the Icon House of Icon. You had Taifa, you had Shay Shay, you had Derek. You know, definitely kudos to them for coming down to support myself as well as their overall father, James. Shout out to my family, Amanda, Stephanie, Anthony, Malik, Ballroom Throwbacks, of course, is always family. The houses of Aga, Khan, Revlon, LaBeija, Christian, Garcon, Mizrahi, for the ones that were there, and definitely Chanel's. Soda Pop, special shout out to Soda Pop. Definitely Rhythms with a Twist. Legend was in the building. You know, just, you know, everybody, the Milans, Byron, and Stanley again. DeJuan definitely popped up in the building. I wish he would have been on the floor, but it was definitely good to see him in the building. Definitely to come support us as well. The grand prize, the old way, was definitely exciting and hot. Debrian, Brian, Derek, Opie, they definitely brought the category to life. They definitely gave you, you know, something to witness and something to see. Definitely was entertaining. definitely was entertaining. And big shout out to Audrey Balenciaga for winning Legendary Runway for the 1,000. Definitely brought it. Econ, Blahnik as well. It was good to see the Blahniks. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to the Blahniks. Shout out to the Blahniks as well for coming through. Stefan, for your donation to one of the categories. Lady for judging, Econ, Chevray for winning over to All Runway, even, you know, in the midst of different shade and different things from different leaders in the scene. Shout out to the Ebony's for still coming, even though you were on selective boycott. Good job for that. For my daughter representing and coming all the way from Chicago to support her father as well. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody that did come out.
Yes, thank everybody that definitely did come out to the ball, honey. Hold on, we got some callers. Let's see what they got to say. 404-544, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney? Martez, Ed Bonnie, you know, just tuning in.
What's going on, Martez? How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, you know, just waiting for 2013.
What happened?
Say it again.
I said not much. Just waiting for 2013.
Oh, okay. This is a new year, new things.
Yeah, you know, kind of made people know it.
Okay. Thank you, Montez, for definitely calling in.
All right, no problem.
We have another caller. 240-619. You're live on the air.
Good evening, Kelly, Rodney, Jason, and the rest of the tens of Chop Crew. This is Kai Balenciaga.
Hi, Kai.
What's going on, Kai?
What's up? Just wanted to say that this is actually two balls in a row that I had a wonderful time at. I mean, I don't know. It's just something about going to a ball where it's really not overpacked because, I don't know, I just enjoy it more. I get to see everything, the competition be on point. I definitely have to talk about Old Wake. That category was one of the best Old Wake categories I've seen in years. I mean, years. Probably the only thing that can really rival it is like when Jamal Malone was walking back in the day, and then when I could see the VHS tapes of the Elks Lodge, that battle with Derek Icon and Brian Aga, it was just bananas. I wanted to just jump in there with them. It was just so crazy. And then the last battle between Dabrian and Derek, both of them were just so precise. They was doing so much, so many over dips, and they didn't touch each other once. It just reminded me of how it was back in the day. So I really enjoyed that battle. I also enjoyed, of course, Runway. RJ put it down. His production was really over, and I know that Kelly appreciated a production because, you know, that was a production. I mean, the dance moves, and although they didn't have props, they didn't need props because the way they put it down was definitely a production. I really appreciate that. I think Pretty Boy Realness was a cool category. To me, it was like the first time I've seen like just all light skinned pretty boys. They all like kind of sort of favored each other. Congratulations to Julian Revlon for winning Pretty Boy, and it was good to see Stiffy. I think this is Stiffy's first time ever in D.C., so Stiffy came down. It was really good to see Stiffy. And also, the other person that walked away was the LaBeige. I forgot his name, but he got chopped. I really don't know why he got chopped. But one thing I wanted to talk about was Sandy Dior. Sandy Dior was such a key on the panel. Sandy was just stopping the... She was stopping every category based on whether or not they was legendary or not. I think it was an issue with Pretty Boy and also Pretty Prodigy. I mean, Baby Boy and Pretty Prodigy. She was like kind of like stopping it, but she had me dying laughing because she kept saying, this one's not legendary. How long have they been walking or whatever? And I also like the fact that Ashley was in the house. Ashley, the pivotal point for me was when Ashley didn't give Jasmine her 10s. Jasmine came out, everybody went crazy for Jasmine. She was voguing down. And then when it came for the scores, Ashley was just staring like, I don't see it. And Jasmine was kind of gagging. I know she was, but she did what, you know, a statement does. She did her thing. She made Ashley know it. Next thing you know, Ashley was standing up, pounding on the judges' table because Jasmine made her know. And I think that was a moment for Jasmine that she actually made Ashley get up, and Jasmine wound up winning. But the I don't know, the femme queen who battled Jasmine, she's also a con. She is over. She got my vote. I don't know her name.
Tamara Desjardins.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. She is over. So con and just so, I got my life for her. But overall, I love the ball. Like Kelly said, the food was good. People were taking big plats of cookies home, putting it in their car. I was like, oh, my God, I got over there a little late. But I had a wonderful time. Congratulations to James and Rodney. I really wish more people would have came. You guys really missed a wonderful ball. They gave out all their cash. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, better luck next time. But I really wanted to tell you guys that I really had a good time. And like I said before, balls don't have to be packed to be a successful ball. It just have to be a fab ball. The names was definitely in the building, and I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you. Thank you very much for attending, and thanks for your support, Kai.
No problem.
Thank you, Kai.
You're welcome, Kelly. See y'all later.
Okay. The next caller we have is 843-793. You're live on the air.
What's up? Just Johnny Chanel.
Hey, love.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, what's going on? What's up?
Yeah, this is legendary mother Johnny Chanel.
Okay.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good.
I'm mad I wasn't at the ball because I really want to go up against Kelly and Realness.
Kelly was judging, so she wouldn't have been able to walk.
Well, she should have walked because I don't see her realness.
It's always a next ball. She'll definitely get a chance to battle her at the next ball.
It's always.
How did she become a legend?
It's always the same way you became a brick.
How did she become a legend?
The same way you became a brick.
What are you legendary for? You're not
the
real.
The same way you became a brick.
What are you?
I'm legendary for three categories, baby. Do your work.
And what is that?
Right.
I don't need to explain that. If you don't know your history, then you shouldn't be a part of ballroom.
What is that?
We're not gonna sit here. We're not gonna feed the animals tonight. We're not doing that.
You're not real, so
we're not feeding. We're not feeding. We're not feeding the animals tonight, love.
You're not real, so it's not realness, and it can't be performance because you can't perform. So what is it, Kelly?
Yes.
I've just been informed by the higher ups in the House of Chanel that it's not Johnny.
Oh, I know. It's some nasty queen. I know. Trust me, I know Johnny's is the number, honey. It's some nasty queen from South Carolina.
This is Johnny Chanel.
Okay. Well, we're not playing with the animals tonight, baby. Okay. The petting zoo is now closed. Okay. We don't want
you. Will
you.
Be.
We don't want to pet you anymore. Okay. The girls want to sit here. The girls want to sit here and play. Miss Thing, like, girl, Miss Thing, hold on. Hold on, honey. Let me send she over, honey. Since you girls want to play, Miss Thing, I'm gonna play with y'all in a few minutes. As soon as tech support give us what we need, we're gonna play with both of you girls. Okay. Okay.
I don't understand. What is the point of calling and acting like you're somebody else to read?
Because they got nothing else better to do with their life to sit here and come up on the show and want to take and read. And they think that, you know, that I'm going to read back with them and I'm going to get loud and I'm going to get crazy. I do that when I want to. Tonight is not one of those nights, honey. I'm feeling my pussy in the bottle, okay? Me and my sister Alexis had a wonderful weekend in D.C., honey. We got there early, Miss Thing. We read down, Miss Thing. She stretched my dress out. She cut my hair up, Miss Thing. My hair was on fire, Miss Thing. I was sitting at the fucking function, Miss Thing. We had a good time, honey. We went to Five Guys, and Five Guys fucked our stomach up, Miss Thing. We fucked that bad.
No, speak for yourself.
Oh, well, $5. Let me tell y'all something. I haven't in a month, I haven't ate, like, greasy food and fast food and stuff and everything, you know, baby. And so I was hungry, so we went to Five Guys, bitch. That Five Guys fucked me up. Okay, I have not
greasy. You had a double bacon cheeseburger, extra large fries.
And I had a Diet Coke.
Why did you put her out there like that?
She's
trying to make it seem like she just had a burger and fries. She had a double.
I eat all day.
A double bacon cheeseburger.
I eat all day long. I woke up, I had me a smoothie. I got on the train downtown to meet Alexis, and that was the only thing I ate all day. I didn't eat the rest of the day. I had the rest of the night, I had pineapples, and I had cheese off the tables. That's all I had. Oh, and my Krispy Kreme donut.
Okay.
Yes.
And you had a half a dozen of those by yourself.
What did you say?
Are you still in D.C.?
No, I'm not in D.C. No, honey, I left D.C. I left D.C. as soon as the war was over. I was back in New York by 1:30 that afternoon.
Oh.
Why would I still be in D.C.?
So you didn't hang out with your friend in the bushes?
Please.
No. Oh, actually, when we got, as soon as me and Alexis got to D.C., and as soon as the door bus opened at the bus, I got a text message on my phone asking me was I in D.C. from the trade. And I was like, bitch, did he smell me? But I didn't do anything. Hold on. We have the icon Tony Revlon is live on the airwaves with us.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, Tony, you're live on the air, love.
Hey, Kelly, Rodney, Alexis, and who else on the phone, Kel?
And Jason.
Hello.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm cool. I had a really, really, really good time. Really had fun at the bar. My highlights was the old way and me playing with Man and the rest of the Prodigy song. Everybody fooled on Man, Prodigy table. What else was up? I had fun. I really had fun. And I haven't had fun like that in a very, very long time. I spoke to my son Rodney earlier, and I hope he took heed to everything I said. About the fight, did y'all talk about the fight yet, Kelly?
No, we didn't talk about the fight, honey. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck to get this shit out of my phone. It ain't working.
Okay.
We're gonna get into that in a minute. I'm just trying to figure. Somebody said upload it to YouTube. I don't know how to do YouTube for my cell phone, girls. I'm not into all of this computer shit, Miss Day.
Do you have a cord that connects your phone to your computer?
It's not syncing to my computer. Let me tell y'all something, okay? I'm about reading and being shady, Miss Thing, and looking cute, Miss Thing. When it comes to the tech-savvy stuff, Miss Thing, and all of this stuff, I have to call Alexis or Jasmine. I don't know nothing about none of this shit, okay? I don't know nothing about any of this shit, bitch, okay? You know how many years I was doing the radio show before I learned how to work the switchboard, okay? It took me 3 years to learn how to work the switchboard. And I'm dumb when it comes to this stuff. I don't know nothing about this shit. Honey.
This is very easy.
Baby, it's a mess. This is just a purely mess, honey. Girl, I don't know how to work this shit. I got a new phone, honey. I don't know how to do this shit, Miss Thing. I don't know, honey. But I'm trying. I'm over here trying. Somebody said upload it to YouTube. I'm trying, honey. Hold on. Add channel. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I'm over here working, girls. Oh, go ahead. Y'all can talk. Y'all can talk while I sit here and try to figure this out.
What that phone do you have? Stop,
I got a Galaxy.
Oh, cool. We have the same phone. Okay, so like when you go to YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm okay. Wait. Hold on. Let me start over, honey. Let me go. Oh my God. Okay, I'm on my YouTube. I'm on the front page.
Okay, I want you to go to your YouTube channel. Are you signed in?
Yeah, I'm signed in. It says, okay. It tells me all the people in some.
I want you to click on the arrow. That's to your left hand corner by YouTube.
Are you playing the fight right now?
No, I'm not playing the fight right now. My phone is somebody's texting my phone while I'm on the show.
Then she wanted to be the trade, and she got the Transformer. Text message thing.
Alexis,
so, what you hear is the Transformer transforming.
You know,
I'm serious. Listen, what you hear is the Transformer actually like transforming, and it said you have a text message.
No, hold on. No, that's Alexis. I asked her to put something on my phone that will cut off instead of a long ass ringtone, and Alexis put this on my phone.
You know what?
Only with Wi-Fi, any
she
other network.
Not.
Okay.
She
okay.
A lot okay. Who's that? She wanted to be traded this weekend.
Okay, hold on. Oh, wait. I think I got it. Hold on. I'm trying, y'all, right now. Hold on. I think I got it. No. I don't want it private. I want it public.
Yes, God.
Hold on. Okay. It's being uploaded. It's being uploaded to my to my YouTube channel right now.
What's your YouTube channel name?
My name is Big Sexy 140 on YouTube.
Oh.
It's at 10%. It's being uploaded to my YouTube right now. It's Big Fight in DC. That's what I put it as. It is at 12%. Okay, girls, y'all gonna get what y'all need, honey, in a few minutes, honey. It's being uploaded. See, somebody should have been said uploaded to my YouTube. Thank you.
Once it's uploaded to your YouTube, then you can put it wherever you want it.
Okay, thank you to the person that hit me up on Facebook, Roderick. Thank you for telling me to upload it to my YouTube channel. Thank you, love.
So, quick question. Is Dad still on the phone?
No, it's Tony. No, Tony hung up.
Oh, okay.
What you say the name is on YouTube?
My name is Big Sexy. Big Sexy 140. You know what it is. Big Sexy, bitch. You seen it. You seen it when you seen it when I was walking down that hallway of that hotel, Miss Day, and it was just all over the place.
Oh, look who's the first thing that popped up on your wall. Hey, Raven.
Thanks for reaching out, Alexis. Okay, the video is at 27%, girls. Okay, Alexis is always trying it. Okay, and we don't have time. But yeah, this fight was nasty. I don't know what happened with this fight and everything, but baby, I know it was a little altercation inside, and the altercation got squashed. And so then, you know, after I got off the judges panel, you know, I had to go smoke me a cigarette, and you know, and I had to cool off.
It was about to be a fight over in the corner. So when I went over there to the fuse situation, everybody dispersed and they said, okay, we respect the inside of the venue. I said, yeah, if y'all got a beef, if y'all got an issue, check it outside. But I was not meaning inside, outside the ball, but, you know, I was meaning like outside, outside. But they did do what I asked them to do, and they did take it outside. And this one came in, somebody was spraying mace or spraying something. So I told them to close that door that leads to the smoking area to the ball. So they closed that door, and I just let them, you know what I'm saying?
It was a bunch more girls outside. You can't really see. You only see the girls that was left. That was left there, that was a part of the altercation, and the ones that was trying to break the altercation up was left outside. It was more girls out there. So, what are y'all watching? Stop watching those old-ass fights. Mistake, stop watching those old-ass fights that got me kicked out of GMAC and can never go back to their building.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they banned me from the block of 22nd Street. I can't go back to GMAC ever again because I recorded the young children outside fighting and carrying on. But it was much... Alexis.
What?
Girl.
So how the hell did they get Mace in the building?
Hold on, wait a minute. What you calling my name for, bitch?
Oh, I thought that was you, but I see somebody else. Somebody else. Mic was open, so I thought that was you. Honey, I thought that was you watching those old-ass videos. Is that 60% girls, honey? 40% more, girl? Y'all going to have what y'all want, Miss Day. Girl, bitch, y'all lucky, honey, because, bitch, I know how to get this shit out, honey. Then y'all can post her every place y'all want her to be, Miss Thing, and do whatever y'all want to do with her, Miss Thing. But it
so
was just
Rodney,
a mess. Go ahead.
So, Rodney, you said they were spraying Mace?
Yeah.
Well, how the hell, I mean, because when we came in there for Jasmine Ball, I mean, they damn near was in my private parts. How the hell did they get Mace in the building?
The same way I get my gun in the building.
You know what? I can't.
Bitch, I never leave home without her, bitch, honey. Please, but I ain't gonna tell nobody where I have her at, Miss Day. But I'll never leave home without my motherfucking gun, bitch, because you know these queens are crazy, Miss Day. Nobody to bludgeon my eye, Miss Day, for chopping them. Honey. But it's always a way, honey. Trust me. The video is at 71%. Hold on, we got another caller. 201-360, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, Alexis, Rodney, Jason, and Kelly, bitch, you better know about that motherfucking waistline, baby. I don't know what they be searching for at Dumbballs, but I stayed prepared.
I'm on the radio show, okay? I'm not going to respond to any text messages. You don't stop texting. Please stop texting my phone. Please. I don't take text messages, and I don't take phone calls while I'm doing the show at all. If it is not a life or death emergency, please do not text my phone while I'm doing the radio show. I hate for my phone to ring when I'm working. I'm doing business. If you're not texting me about any tea or giving me some tea, do not text the red phone between 11:30 and 3 o'clock.
Wait a minute, Miss Regina George is back.
Who is Regina George?
I see. Regina George, she said she's back from Mexico.
Oh, I don't know, honey. Hold on. Let me see if this video uploaded, because the shit disappeared off my...
No, it hasn't uploaded yet, girl.
Oh, well, the shit disappeared off my thing. Honey. Data. Hold on. Let me log into my YouTube on this computer. Hold on. Because the shit disappeared off my phone. So I don't know what's to eat, honey. I'm trying to give y'all what y'all want, honey, because that's what y'all want, honey. That's what y'all want to see. Honey, it's a boom, boom. It's shade in the room.
So what was they fighting about?
I don't know what they was fighting about. Maybe
hello?
We can, yes.
Oh, it's me. It's Mark. I'm sorry.
Maybe we can get little Tony up here to tell us what
they
were
fighting
about.
Because JR plucked ashes at Tony, and he's been trying the people in our house for weeks and months at Gagaween. He did the same thing.
I thought this child was an Ebony also.
No, he's no longer Ebony. He was an Ebony years ago, and he's no longer Ebony. And trying the kids from the house for some reason. I don't know if he's pinpointing people from the house or just trying somebody, but he tried Silk at Gagaween, and he got the shit beat out of him there. So I really don't know why he came back to go to Rodney's ball. And Rodney, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I couldn't make your ball. I had to work this weekend. But he's been trying the kids for some reason. I don't know if it's just the Ebonies or if it's just people he just feel, you know, he going pinpoint with. And he gets drunk and out of sorts. So he did it at the awards ball.
JR
at Jack and Ball, too.
JR is a light-skinned boy with a brown jacket on him?
Well,
no.
No.
No. The other one. The other one, Alexis.
Who was the one that was actually fighting?
Both of them was fighting.
But it was a fight at the same time.
But I never mind. I just keep my mouth closed.
The other one was it's the brother of him, so he was fighting more. I mean, he was
You know what?
Too.
Let's get it clear. Hold on, I'm about to call little Tony. Hold on.
The one that used to be the Ebony had on the blue jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And the one with the brown is his brother. So So allegedly his brother. I don't know if it's blood brother or just he said his brother. But I just told all of them.
When I was sitting down, I saw them come in, but coming behind Harold. So I was like, what is this piece of trade Harold can't brought, you know? So, and I never said nothing else about it. He was mean mugging then. So when I'm like, okay, who is this? Because I've never seen him before. So, you know, he already had a disgruntled look, like he was already mad. I want to say me and Tayana was talking about him when they walked by. And I never saw him no more throughout the night till somebody tapped me on my shoulder and planted a little bug in my ear. But we'll discuss that later on. And
right. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what is this fight going on? So Kelly comes in and showed me the video, and I'm like, well, girl, I was sitting here this whole time. I ain't knew nothing about it. But the video, look, Tony held his ground. He did.
It says it's processing, honey. I don't know, honey. Okay. This shit getting on my nerves. Oh, hold on. We have another caller. It's 914-482. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
What's he?
Nothing much.
Well, shout out to Red Snapper, number one. And number two, I just loved you down.
Thank you very much, love.
You're welcome. How's your night going?
My night is going wonderful.
That's good. I saw some clips from Ballroom Throwbacks, and what's the tea with, what's her name winning over Dejanay?
Who?
What's that, the con? I forgot her name. Ashley's sister.
I don't know. You don't think she should have won?
No.
Mm.
Dejanay did better. Sorry.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so Ashley...
Maybe we'll get Jasmine to call in here.
Oh, you should.
Well, if anybody is around Jasmine, China Khan, honey, tell her to call in. A caller would like to speak with her.
I do wish Asia was there, though.
What
did you say? I wish Asia was there for Carrie.
Oh, yeah, Asia wasn't in the building. She was home in Atlanta.
All right.
Okay, thank you, love. Somebody hit me up and they said they're not brothers, they're fuck partners. 917-580, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
This is Little Tony Anthony.
Hey, Little Tony.
How are you doing?
What's going on?
I'm fine, yourself.
I'm calling in to see, is Rodney still on the air?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I wanted to personally reach out to you, Rodney and James, because, you know, both of you are my uncles, and I let both of you down. And I usually don't get into it with people at functions. Like, I mind my business. I stay in my own lane. But this one, he was really asking for it. Like, I didn't mean to shake up the back of y'all like that, but this bitch was really asking for it.
So what was Lil T.I. getting into the altercation in the first place?
Okay, I don't know. They say that me and the other one, his name is JR, like we're supposed to be house members, but I don't know him. I've
right.
never seen him or nothing like that before. But he, you know, the girls can't handle their fool. Like the girls in there drunk, the girls in there stumbling everywhere. I don't know what the fuck he was off, but he was getting, like, he kept getting into my personal space, and he had a cigarette in his hand, and like his cigarette was over my jacket. And, like, he was trying to let the ass, like, pluck for me. And I just want to let that ride. So I warned him. I told him, you know, okay, you may be a little fool. Back up off me. Because this is one of the nights where I'm not even that fool. So you're not, like, we're not about to have that. So I guess he got offended. Like, we got into an altercation. I told him, I'll beat your ass. And, like, just go on somewhere. I know you're a fool. Just go on. Like, I warned him. So then I went to the ball. He put the boy over there. I don't know the boy's name. He's supposed to be Trey, whatever it was, he was at a faggot function. They brought him over there, and he approached me. So I was like telling him, yeah, I told your brother I'll whoop his ass just like I whoop yours. So we started going back and forth. So my house member, Bam, we tried to get him to
bring the situation down. I even went to someone else like, yo, this is your, this is like, you know this person. Can you please, like, bring the situation down so we won't have to get down up in the phone? He kept looking at me sideways out of his eye, like, kept walking behind me, like, as if he had something in his pocket. So I approached him, like, yo, what's up? But Fat Cat kept getting in the middle of me and him. You know when you get in the middle of people, that's when people want to swing. That's when people want to get the most buck, when people get in the middle.
Okay, right. Wait, hold on. Hold on a little, Tony. The video is up, I think, 17 seconds ago.
It's up.
Okay.
I got it.
I'm going to see the video. But
it's up, honey, for everybody that wants to see the video, honey.
And all
of you girls that's up and y'all all going to my page, make sure y'all subscribe to my page also.
So, like I was saying, like, we went outside. I went outside because, number one, he came to my city with that bullshit, and I felt disrespected in my own hometown. Like, and I went out there, you know, because, like, it wasn't even that. I felt disrespected as a man. Like, I just felt disrespected, so I went out. And, you know, I even played it off. I was like, you know what? You're in here. You're ruining people's nights, you know. Shout out to you. But he's going to go get Father Tony, who is also my father. He went and got Tony. He didn't know Tony knew me. He didn't know I was Tony's son. And, like, he started getting buck and was like, I'll do this and I'll do that. So that's when I was like, okay, I had enough. She's not about to keep thinking that that's what it's on. So I maced the bitch, and I made sure I held the cane until no more could come out no more. And then I showed that bitch why she don't come to D.C. with the bullshit. I stole the shit out that bitch in the backyard and dropped her, and the fight went from there. So, like,
and the fight is now up in the chat room also.
So people, like I was saying, I'm sorry for disrupting the back of the ball, but I've been coming to balls ever since 2004. I've never been in an altercation with anybody, but this bitch right here, I had to get her. She disrespected me, so that's all I'm saying. I'm about to go watch the video now to see how she lost.
Okay.
So love on y'all. See y'all.
Okay, so everybody watched. Everybody, I'm gonna play car video. I'm gonna play it's video. I'm gonna play car commercial. Everybody watch the video, and then y'all can press one and call in, and y'all can talk about. We can talk about the video since that's what everybody wants to talk about. So I'm gonna play car commercial, and then we gonna come back, and then we can talk about the video.
Icons, legends, statements, and stars. The legendary Kai Balenciaga presents. Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battling. Who will bring 2013 in with a victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? With the hottest categories and the hottest competition. Grand Prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entrance for $1,000. Grand Prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all teen, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, Schoolboy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is gonna be fierce. Not shady, but fierce, fierce.
Okay. Honey. Private caller, you live on the air. See, this is why we don't deal with private callers. 443-743, you're live on the air. 443-743, you're live on the air.
I'll run his daytime, I'll run my nighttime.
Okay, they're gone, honey. Okay. So the video is up. Y'all girls got what y'all wanted. Thank you. Y'all better be thankful to the listener, honey, that told me how to get the video on my phone, because, bitch, I was stuck. Honey, I was stuck. Jason, so did you see the video, Jason?
I saw some of it.
So what do you think?
If she was fucking ashes on the bitch, she got what she deserved.
Alexa, oh, well, Alexa seen it. Oh, Ronnie can't see it because he's at work. Baby, it was a big juice, honey. It was a big juice. Honey, I'm trying to hand me some snacks, honey, okay? I want some of the girls to call in. Let's talk about it, honey. What is the girl saying in the chat room? Oh, the girls in the chat room is giving Ray Little Tony Pop the shit out of him. Hold on, we got a caller. 347-269, you're live on the air.
Every time you do stuff like that and you talk like that, hi, everybody on the panel, I just have you saying on the phone, no, no, no. Can I ask, what do you think about the video? You are the mother of all the situation. What do you feel about what you seen happen on the video? None of y'all get her when she does that. Mm-hmm, girl. Y'all don't catch that old shit. What do you think, Mother Mizrahi? What do you think?
I think this bologna and cheese is real good right now.
There you go. Good boy. Put me back on.
Baby, that's what I said. The girls. Honey. Child.
You made me so.
Honey, I'm turning my phone off. No, I'm turning my phone off, baby. I'll turn my phone back on tomorrow. Wait. Brittany is no longer Overall Mother Herrera. She is now Brittany 007. Alexis?
You stay up to date with what's going on in the underground, you will notice already.
What is that?
If you stay up to date with what's going on in the underground, you will notice already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm old. Sorry. Honey.
What's going on in the underground?
I'm Jason. Jason, when I tell you Jason, I'm so far, baby. Jason, let me tell you something. The girls read me all the time and say, baby, I come and I post shit up 6 hours later and the girls get it right. Dumb bitch, go look down. We already posted that. You 6 hours late.
Kelly, it's no shade. That boy kind of gave me you. He ate that mace, girl.
No. He ate it the way he was supposed to eat it. Hey, baby, I would have ate her and still been going. The girls was giving away, how could you stay out there while it was Mason and still record? I'm a good journalist.
I don't know, some girl got Mace after the ball.
Hey. 708-724, you're live on the air.
Who was eating Mace?
Huh?
I said, who was eating Mace?
Hey, sister, that's my brother.
Oh, hey, brother.
You done get out of bed?
Of course I did.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Kelly.
It was good seeing you this weekend, sister.
No, good seeing you guys, too. I had fun with y'all crazy stuff.
What's going on, Diana?
Oh, hey, father. They got you on the phone. Aren't you at work?
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm in the office. Trying to do a little paperwork.
Baby, everybody is talking about this all over, Mustang. Girl, y'all girls need to subscribe to my YouTube channel, too, while y'all out there, honey, watching my videos. I got a lot of fights on there.
You ain't been on that page in over a year. Who the fuck wants to subscribe to you?
I don't know. I'll be uploading stuff like that. Hold on. We got callers. 678-732, you're live on the air.
No, I'm calling back about the fight.
I don't want you to call back at all.
Oh, huh?
I'm reading something else. Go ahead, caller. Sorry. I was on something else. Sorry.
Oh, but the fight, it was crazy. No.
That fight was ridiculous.
Hold on, wait a minute.
So tell me what happened, because I missed. I'm pretty sure you talked about it already. I missed it. What happened? What happened with the fight?
You know, like,
we talking about it right now.
You know, like, the
I guess, you know, the little short one was disrespecting them, and he was checking them, and he maced them and got knocked with the chair a couple times. That was it.
Pussy Miss Rahi, you're live on the air.
I ain't pressed one.
Yes, you did.
Don't try, Kelly.
You live on the air, sister.
You just want me to tell you who that boy is. That's fair, Kelly. You just want me to make the show hot, but y'all want me to make the show hot, I'm going to make it hot. Since you put me in this damn shit. The boy name, his real name is Richard Bishop. He goes by Javaris Kendrick at Facebook. He's homeless. He's a foster child. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. I brought him to New York a couple of months ago.
Wait, Pussy, is that the boy?
Yeah, that's the boy that was in the hospital, and I went to visit him in the hospital. I took
oh,
the picture.
My God!
Because I thought he was going to die and kick the bucket. And since I was his responsibility, you know, since he was staying in my house, I said, well, if he do die, at least I have a picture of him. But anyway, JR was visiting in my building on the fifth floor. There's some facts that live on the fifth floor. And JR met him outside from my building. They started smoking weed. They became buddies. Next thing you know, that's the faggot from Atlanta, which his name, he go by ATL, but his real name is Richard. They started seeing each other naked pictures in their phone. I snatched the phone from ATL, and I hit him in the head. I hit him in the head with my back hammer, and I pepper sprayed him. He do eat pepper spray, but when I pepper sprayed him in my house, he was still trying to fight me. I was going to stab him up in my house, but, you know, I didn't want to be back in jail. So, anyway, we went upstairs to meet JR. I told JR, if you want him, you can have him, because he's a bum, and he sucked a meaty dick. I had threesomes with the child. He sucks tranny dick. He traveled all around the world sucking on all the tranny dicks. He's only 20
oh my
years
God.
Old. Yes,
oh, so that's what, and the girl said he would, and but, oh, okay. Thank you, Pussy.
Yeah, I'll tell you everything. He's sucking me dick. He gets fucked in his ass. He eats ass. With him and the blood nigga from Brooklyn. I got the video too, but I would never post that video because I'm in it. He's a mess. He's a dirty bum. He's not no trade. Actually, my brother's looking for him too, because you know, I want my brother just to beat him up for the hell of it. Because he's a punk bitch.
Yeah.
But him and JR, not brothers, they lovers. JR took him away from me, really. Well, not really took him, because I had the boy already. I mean, the boy sucked my dick. I bust all in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
To the person that's in my inbox, I will not. Oh my God, somebody texted my phone telling me he does give fire head. I can't
yes,
with y'all.
Oh my God.
Well, Lord,
trade.
Maybe the boys that left the ball with shit have. Oh.
Actually, I don't know what got him escort. He's an escort. Because when he came to New York, of course, he was bummed. I don't shake my purse, so I told him he had to shake his ass to make a point, which he had no problem doing.
Hold on, Pussy, hold on, wait. So is it somebody just texted and said he does get fire head, and I was told that I can call their name, but I don't want to call their name because I would feel so disrespected for calling my sister's name. But he did. They say he get fire head, and I heard he eats a mean ass also.
Yes, he had me and the blood tray bent over. And he was tearing our ass up with no problem.
Yes, I heard.
I tricked him because I wanted to know if he really enjoyed fucking with other dudes. That when he first came to New York, he told me he only liked trannies and females. But of course, he failed the test because when I brought Trey from Brooklyn over, blood Trey, honey. Maybe him and Trey was getting it, and more than I was getting it. They started off first.
Oh, I need help.
I was
sitting
down on my post, and it was getting it in.
So what's his name on Facebook, Pussy?
His fake name is Javaris Kendrick.
That's why I have an official ballroom radio station. Please stop pumping my tea in other places, please.
Is she over almost? Oh, yeah, I had him, too. I had him three times. Hold on, girl. Let me show you my inbox. You can say my name, too. It don't matter. Go ahead. What you saying? Don't be fucking your tea in no other group.
Yes.
Bitch, you motherfucking advertising, man, so why couldn't it go in there?
No, honey, because that's why we got the official Warble radio station.
This show died, so.
Miss Regina.
Yes, that's Regina.
Oh, my God.
He did New York ugly, so, I mean, trust me. Ever since I brought him to New York, baby, he been to everybody's house.
The girl's is asking for the name, his spelling of his name, his name on Facebook. Mistake.
Somebody know it.
His name is Javaris, Javaris Kendrick.
Javaris. I found him. Don't worry.
Now, Alexis will post the link for all of you girls that's out there.
What is it, Alexis and Kelly? I'm
kind of
lost. Who is this boy?
That was a boy that... I can't. I'm just... Because that sounded like a set of questions just now.
Huh? Go ahead.
Was he the one that was fighting?
Yes. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Tiana.
Is this the one that was by the washroom door?
Yes.
Oh.
Mind you, they kept, whoever the other boy was, he kept saying, that's my brother. But every time he paid for the drinks, he kept pulling out the chain. She kept pulling out the coin. The other boy.
JR.
Yeah,
the one that got knocked the fuck out, he's a broke bitch.
He had a little money on him.
He's a cokehead, so baby, he spent his money on drugs. Any money he did have, he probably was getting high that night. He don't got a big dick. His dick only maybe like 8.5.
214-477, you're live on the air.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing fine.
Bitch, I just want to say one thing. Somebody came in the fucking chat room talking about that was a bitch move to spray somebody, then hit them. I'm going to tell you something about a fight. Bitch, if you bring rocks, if you bring sand, if you bring anything, a fight is a fucking fight. Bitch, when you run your mouth, be ready to take what's about to come. Because if J-Rock come and say, bitch, I don't fucking see you, and you spray me, get ready to eat that motherfucking can, bitch. If you're going to eat the mace. Don't fucking talk. Then when you get mace, sit there and huff, puff, then get popped the fuck. Bitch, that's stupid. So he's not no punk for macing him. Maybe that's what he felt like doing. So he could prove to the girls, next time y'all come talk, I may not pop you. I may just set your fucking face on fire. Girl, I wish these kids learned, though, if you're going to talk, you got to be ready to, because I guarantee you I will come out the fucking pants with mace, because I don't know if these hoes going to jump. I don't know what y'all going to do. So I'm going to mace, slice, dice, and everything else. That's why I don't fight and I don't get into nothing, because if you're not ready for me, bitch, I guarantee you I'm ready for you.
So, hold on. So I'm in the other room, Kelly, and they said Can we get a confirmation? Because I heard someone in this group had him this weekend in the bathroom.
At the ball?
At the ball.
Them bathrooms are tiny as hell.
I'm just telling you what's in the group.
No, we have another caller. Bishop, you're live on the air.
Hey, J-Rock, I fuck with you, man. I respect exactly everything you just motherfucking said. But the thing is, that whole damn fight to me, for me, it was a motherfucking soap opera. I mean, come on, man. We had two fucking balls in D.C. Second ball, they gonna fight. I mean, what the fuck? Spray mace? Talk shit to each other, man. Honestly, y'all, I mean, like I said, I don't do balls, but maybe the same ain't for me, man. I believe like this. I believe, okay, if you pick with, okay, you pick with. That's why I don't do balls, man. I don't do balls. And the hair, exactly what you said, Kelly, you bust all in his mouth or whatever, man. I can't see myself like that.
Kelly, you busted his mouth?
Kelly, you had sex with him too?
Baby!
It doesn't matter, but honestly, keep it real with you. For me, I don't want to have that type of reputation I had it before. Now I don't have no type of reputations. I haven't slept around like I used to do when I was young. He young, y'all. He gonna make his mistakes. And I hope that mistake that he made at the ball, I hope he learned from it. And I mean, it happens, you know, it happens. You grow stronger, and you grow stronger in mind. You grow stronger in your brain, knowing that, let me just chill out and relax. Maybe this shit ain't for me. Like for example, me. A long, long, long time ago, a transgender woman got me together. She got me together, sprayed me with mace. I mean, I ate the shit too, but he ate it. But he was still motherfucking pausing on that damn video. Man, fuck the pausing. I eat it for dinner now. But honestly, keep it real. At the end of the day, man, I'm glad, man. I don't have no transgender women out here that's going to pull my motherfucking cards. Because I'll pull them my damn self before you even pull them. Pull my card and tell everybody about me on a radio show, about me, period, about me on the internet, about me, period. I mean, honestly, he made a mistake, and I hope he learned from it, man. Honestly, I hope he learned from it.
He's still going to suck dick and swallow the nut.
Yeah, they said he was in Atlanta in the dark room at 7. That's the boy that used to munch in the dark room
at
7 or 8.
Wait, hold on.
If he in Atlanta, he shouldn't ever be thirsty. No matter where he go.
He's in New York. It's a mess.
He should never be thirsty no matter where he go. I wish my ass was in Atlanta right now.
Well, he wasn't thirsty when he got to New York. I filled him up.
Okay, thank you, Bishop.
We love you, baby.
Love you. Baby, oh, my God. This conversation is just, it's just too much for my ears.
I don't appreciate that because Bishop was the one that said you nutted all in his mouth. That's what I was
talking about. No, he's talking about Pussy said she nutted all in his mouth.
I know he said Kelly. That's why I asked him to calm the fuck down.
Bishop, who was you talking about? Did you say Kelly or did you say the caller?
He said.
Hold on. I may have got it wrong. I may have got it wrong. I apologize for that. Put me back on mute. I won't hear the faggot ass nigga to say I'm muted.
What?
I won't hear the nigga to say I'm muted. Put me back on mute, but it wasn't for you. No.
Oh.
I apologize.
Thank you, Kelly. You owe me an apology, bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Lord, the train and the girls are some teas.
But what are you getting at?
Huh?
I said, what are you getting at, Alexis?
nothing, Tyana. Don't you motherfucking try it either.
404-468, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I always call me from the show or whatever. Alexis, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, it's kind of funny, whatever. I always listen to you, girl. You be going off. I live for what? This is Miss Tina. You know Miss Tina from Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just want to know, girl, do you know Bishop? Because every time you and Bishop go talking, I mean, y'all just be like, ugh.
No, I don't know him, but I've seen him. He's around. He's on Facebook. He's in all the in a few of the groups that I've been in.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know because I just noticed, you know, he has some strong opinions, and by him trying to express himself, sometimes it just don't come out the right way, and it just irks the hell out of you. And it
no,
just,
you know what? You know what, Tina? You ever dealing with, I'm going to call them the parking lot boys, and you know who I'm referring
yeah.
to? And
yeah.
you know how you hear them talking, you be like, shut the fuck up. Like, this, you know, like, you, this not new to you. You feel me? So I feel
yeah.
like once you've been around for so long, it's like, you know, it should be like a second nature to you. But I could be wrong.
Well, that's all I want to say. Well, y'all have a nice night.
You all too. Right.
Kelly.
Naima, you're live on the air. 240581.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I said, Mr. Alexis, all five elements.
Girl, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Why is Regina posting these old-ass conversations with, from Super Page?
What? No, no, you're not, Marcus. You there?
Okay.
You're there. Yes.
I was noticing, and I guess maybe because I don't really get to have to clean up at a ball before, but since Rodney, my friend, I helped. Why do people read when there's nothing on the table? Well, when there is stuff on the table, they leave it there.
Because they have nothing else to say, and they just want to read. They just want to read just to have something to read the fuck about. They say, then when you give them a whole bunch of shit on their fucking tables, bitch, nobody eats the motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. But that's why when I work, and you know, and do what I do to help people when I do their balls, I put stuff on the tables now that I know that the girls are going to eat, like fruit and different things, because that's going to boost up their motherfucking coke or their e-pill or their, you know, or their K-high.
Oh, yeah, I saw whole platters on the table. You know how many people
yeah, because
have
the girls
want to
sit
there.
The girls want to sit there and read and say, oh, we didn't get, y'all want to charge $200 for a table, and then y'all don't put nothing on the table. But then when you put shit on the table, bitches don't motherfucking take it. And then you see other bitches that didn't even buy a table walking out with the shit at the end of the ball. It's just a mess. But yes, Naima, you got something to say, love?
No, I was just telling Alexa kind of, you know, it's all five elements. I was trying to remind her who the child was or whatever like that, but he's definitely a fast half, honey. I will say that.
You had him too, Naima?
It was a fast half, honey.
So when did you have him?
After I did.
So you knew who he was when you came to the cookout?
He was at the cookout?
Yes.
No, wait, no. Naima wasn't at that cookout in front of your house. But yeah, Naima had him after I threw him out when JR took him. Naima met him from JR.
Wait a minute,
what
cookout
like
in front of your house?
The one in front of my house, the small one I had in front of my house.
He was there?
Yes, he was there.
And this don't sound like a soap opera.
The first cookout, not the cookout you was at, Alexis.
Oh, okay.
Alexis was at that cookout.
No, I wasn't at the first one.
You were at
he didn't come
Alexis
to that
was at the small cookout here.
Oh, but you came later on, and we had left already.
Oh.
Oh, must be after me and Naima left.
No, we had left first. Because he had a client, and I had to take him back home so he could make his money.
No, sister, you, I left you at the ball. I mean, I left you at the cookout.
Emma wasn't at that cookout. Alexis was at that cookout. But Alexis
said,
was at that one, pussy. Well, Alexis just probably didn't pay him no attention. Alexis was there because Alexis, me and Alexis set up first. And then y'all came after. Alexis was at that one.
No, that's when the cookout you Alexa was the big one we had when we played spades afterwards.
No, I did come to the one with the 4th of July.
Alexa wasn't near at the 4th of July cookout.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
Remember with the 4th of July cookout? I remember because he had a client on the 4th of July. You don't forget none of my male hoes who I put on the strobe.
Oh, shit. Hold on, yeah. I just something that just came to my inbox. Hold on, I just need you to show how he steals $3 million.
Yeah, I need you to keep up with the current events that is a couple of hours late. It's already in the underground. God damn.
Somebody just sent this to me, Alexis. Oh, my God. Who is that?
Yeah, that's Justin from Atlanta.
Oh, Justin what?
I forgot her name.
What house? Justin
Davis. I don't think she was in no house.
Oh. Featuring Rico Aga. Oh, shit. They said it's... hold on. Somebody just sent me this and asked me to post it up in our group. Post it in my the official ballroom group. And they said it's... now, I'm not going to mention who it's featuring. The girls can just watch it. Because if I mention that house, honey, they're going to think that I'm throwing no shade mistakes. So I'm not going to mention the house, honey. Yeah, well, I'm not going to mention that house. Because every time I mention that house, they think that I'm throwing shade. They think I'm throwing shade at them. And I don't want them to throw shade because they already told me a delivery is going to be coming my way.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that, Kevin. Hold on. Let me say something. And I don't feel like I should have to do this. But on what night was that, Kelly? Last week, Monday? When Kelly brought up the situation about Martin Aga and Jaquan Ebony, I wasn't defending Martin, but if you girls have been in the game as long and as deep as I have, you will realize that that is part of the motherfucking game. Anything that you do and you let someone else know about it, I don't give a fuck if it's a lover, brother, or friend, you take that chance of somebody telling on you. So I want you girls to realize whoever called someone that said that they felt like I did whatever, you need to realize, bitch, if you open your mouth to anybody, that's why your mother always tell you, never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Thank you.
I'm about to post a picture of him when he was in the hospital in that room.
Please not again, pussy, please.
Who?
He looked so pitiful.
Girl, she was reading him down about that, honey, in that real pussy bitch.
The children shouldn't have what they deal with.
He a sneaky little thing, too, honey.
Yeah, he's very freaky. He's good at it, though.
Okay, yeah, y'all talk for a minute, honey. I'm trying to get the tea on this.
I can't even get into the chat room.
They're not going to tell you how to do the whole thing.
But this is
somebody who got kicked off RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, here it is.
Don't nobody watching it.
They was throwing chairs, honey. He ate that dog on me, though. They throwing chairs and shit for a child.
He ate that mace like Kelly eat it.
He was hungry.
Kelly be unfazed by the mace, honey.
Oh, my God. The bathroom is no bigger than a closet.
I posted it in the room.
What bathroom, Jason?
The bathroom at upscale. Well, the bathroom that I went in ain't no bigger than a closet.
Who's doing something in the bathroom?
Jason?
I got that.
Now,
Alexa said somebody was going
Alexis.
At the
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Naima, go back to the archives tomorrow and tell me what Alexa said.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. No need to see it. She's not supposed to be.
Yeah. And that's him in my living room. I made him pose for his Adam for Adam picture.
Y'all are carrying.
Twilight, beautiful city, I shall soon be happy. You and I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all gapped up. I remember when these pictures first came out.
He was telling me at one point that he was going to move up here to New York, honey. And then after a while, honey, he got over there, and then he moved. And then he was back down to Virginia. It was just it was a lot, child.
Yeah, well, actually, he was in that shelter, that gay shelter in Manhattan. That's what I heard. He was in that shelter. I guess he made it back to Virginia.
Oof.
They got a gay shelter. Yeah, it's called, oh, God, what is the name of it? It's a gay shelter for trannies, gay guys, and all that. And since he don't got no family, he don't got no family. He don't even know who his real parents is.
Oh, my God.
He got turned out when he was 16 years old.
How old is this boy?
He is now 20.
That poor little baby.
Yeah, ain't no poor baby the way he takes it. Ain't no poor baby. That was the crowd.
Well, he was a little ant to the pants with me. Oh, you know what? I forgot I'm throwing this ready.
he took all your meat, Naima.
What'd you say?
Took all your meat?
Not really. And then after a while he did, but not really, no.
Oh, shit. I cannot tonight with y'all.
He did a video with Destiny Rushmore. Y'all know that big black dresser from Brooklyn.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you, pussy. I had never even seen that video that you because you used to tell me about that video where he was carrying with that child, but I had never seen that.
Yeah, he told her to take it down because you know he was getting too busy with her. I don't know what happened, but she's down.
Okay, I'm back. Girls, Mistay. Honey, oh no. Whoever Miss Justin is, I don't know who she is, Mistay, but y'all girls better stay away from her. They said on the news, Mistay, she working with the people, Mistay. To catch other people. So you know what that's going to be, girls. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, they said it right in the clip, Miss Thang, that she's working with the cops to catch people. And whenever this video is recorded, please somebody record the video that's gonna come out after. I think this was on the 12th, so this came up today. So please somebody get the video for tomorrow in Atlanta and put it up so they can show us how Justin is helping them catch these people, so Jason and them can talk about it tomorrow.
You know, this is what I don't understand. How do you put somebody on the news that's working with the police and tell people, because
they've already told. He's already said everything he's had to say. So their investigation must be complete.
It's done and everything, and they're going to show tomorrow night how he helped the cops catch people, other people that's doing it.
No, I think they will talk about somebody else.
That's a mess. Miss Thang, Miss Justin, whoever you are, Miss Thang, you knew what you was getting involved in, Miss Thang, and now you want to take the girls down? I know whoever her girlfriends are in Atlanta, Miss Thang. Y'all better be ready to motherfucking move if they ain't already get y'all. It's easy to get an apartment in Atlanta, bitch. Y'all better move, honey. Move, move, clear the room. Mm-mm-mm.
Did you understand the whole story, though? Because I guess maybe the news didn't tell just enough.
They told you, they said it wasn't going to tell all.
They tell exactly what they want you to hear. Hold on, we got a call.
He told them the whole story.
Yeah. 347-581, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Blossom. Kelly, I was standing by the bathroom. I heard you was playing with the trade child dick while I...
Bishop, you're live on the air.
Hey, this is for Naima. I mean, honestly, he made a mistake, y'all. Listen, he made a mistake. Just like any other human being would make a mistake. But Naima, I thought you was a private person. I thought you liked to be private with who you sleep with. Now, you just said everybody, you said that everybody on here that you had him. Let me let you know something. Naima, you a turn off to me right now because the simple fact is that, Naima, I would have slept with you. I would have slept with you and my business would have been out there. So I'm glad God had blessed me, and I'm glad that you did not come to gag a wing because, honestly, Naima, I honestly would have left there with you if you wanted it. If you wanted it, baby, then honestly, my motherfucking business would have been passed out there to other people. People ain't got to know people business. You ain't got, if I sleep with you, nobody else need to know whether there's no strings attached. You hear me? Homie? You hear me? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I got the fucking utmost respect for you. But just 28 fucking minutes ago, you said that shit. That shit fucking like, I could turn any motherfucker, including a straight man that's curious, off. That motherfucker is attracted to you, woman.
Look at the time.
Let me let you know something, Naima. I fuck with you.
Bishop, I fuck with you off of Facebook.
Bishop,
give her a chance to respond.
No, fuck a response, because she already responded. She already responded to how she is.
So for let of Jesus.
Because honestly, keep it real with you, Naima. For one thing, no nigga got to fuck with you. He makes a choice whether he want to fuck with you. And he fuck with you, okay. All right, everybody reading them. That nigga, I mean, come on, he may not be listening to this radio show, but that nigga don't need what you just gave him. You hear me? That nigga don't need what the caller gave him. I mean, if you got some animosity towards that nigga, that's personal. If it's personal that, I fucked him. Because, I mean, it got to be personal if you going to put his motherfucking business out there and say you had him. Man, fuck that shit, Naima. I got no fucking respect for you right now. And I fuck with you on Facebook, but a motherfucking face and a character, I see. Just like you told me, I was a fucking character on Facebook. Man, you took it to the utmost limit by motherfucking saying you fucked around with a nigga that ain't even on the fucking Facebook right now. That's probably thinking, young ass nigga also. And you old. You old enough to know damn well that niggas make mistakes. And then on top of that, the main line is that, that was not fucking ladylike. Putting his business out there, and for the other caller that called, that was not fucking ladylike if you was a transgender. It wasn't fucking ladylike, period. Motherfucking, do you, no strings attached, if that nigga motherfucking irks you when you was fucking with him, then yeah.
Kelly, it's not him, Kelly, give me him for a minute.
Mute me, man. She got fucking shit to say to me, man. I'm mad at her. Hold on, bitch. I do have something to say. Hold on, he's not talking to you, pussy.
Naima.
Yes, he said the caller too, what the lady like.
Okay, well, Naima, go ahead, Naima.
Naima, you better make sure you come correct.
Oh.
Bitch. Because the simple fact is that, man,
I thought you was fucking ladylike.
Shut up.
I thought you was Facebook. Bitch up. Put your hands in your pocket. I thought you was Facebook.
Bishop.
When I talk, this is my show, okay? When I talk, everybody, be quiet. When I talk, I don't talk over people. I'm not going to talk over people. When I start talking, I'll give y'all a free format to do whatever y'all want to do on this show. But when I start talking, everyone becomes quiet when I speak. If it becomes a problem, then I will disconnect y'all. Okay? When I talk, no one talks over me because I'm not going to talk over anyone.
Girl, shut up, girl. Let that boy talk.
Now, Naima, would you like to respond to what he said and then I'll bring him back on?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think
he was a football. I think he saw all five elements like he was a legend.
First of all, okay. Number one, Bishop has been trying to have me and been trying to get at me for the longest time. You keep sending me friend requests over and over and over and over on Facebook, and I deny you over and over and over again. You have sent me a picture of you turned to the side with your ass out and your dick out in the bag and everything. And I have apologized for anything. And everything that I have. Number one, you don't come for me because I didn't send for you, all right? So what if I said whoever I fuck? So what, you mad because you didn't get this 10 and a half? Oh, the fuck well. It's not even that doggone serious. I said what I said, and that's what it is. If you don't like what I said about that boy or whatever the case may be, you're not that fucking boy. Who are you to check me? Number one, and then number two, bitch, I'm not even worried. But you know what, though? Since you tried to turn it, now I'm going to show you how you turn it. Watch my motherfucking magic wand in the official ballroom in a second.
He's not in there.
How he got out the room?
I don't think he's in there. He been mighty quiet if he was.
It don't even matter if he's in there or not. I'm going to show you my magic wand.
How did he get out the room?
I seen that picture already. Hold on.
Okay, Bishop, you're back.
This is now. That was then. What I heard from you a minute ago, and you one of the hosts on this talk show on the radio. You one of the hosts, and you going to tell motherfuckers that boy 20 years old got his life to live. You hear me? Baby, I may have sent you friend requests. I may have did everything. But tonight, baby.
Okay.
You cannot ever fucking.
Shut up.
Put your hand in your pocket and raise your hand when you want to talk.
Bishop.
Yeah, ma.
Hello. Bishop, you took yourself out the room?
No, he's sitting there.
Yeah, I took myself out the room. Because for the fact at that time, I couldn't handle everything that the room was giving. And the show, the radio show also. I had to think, and yeah, you know, front out my emotions. So yeah, I mean, it happens. I'm human. Just like the 20-year-old person that you fucked is human. I may have requested you as a friend plenty of times. You very attractive, but bitch, this fucking Facebook. You hear me? Biatch, this is Facebook. It's Facebook. It's not real life. I will never, ever fuck you. And I still fuck with you from a certain extent, but not because you're 10 and a half inch dick, because we can stick fight all fucking day. Bitch, I'm going to let you know something about me. I'm going to let you know something. Bitch, I was at a motherfucking house with a 12 and a half inch dick, transgender, big titties, big booty, look real, and yeah, honestly, keep it real, Captain, lady like the whole fucking night. Let me keep it real with you. Shut up. Hold your hands and put your hands in your pocket. Put your hand. Raise your hand, mate. Raise your hand. Let me finish. I'm going to let you talk, but hold on. I'm going to let let you talk, baby. I'ma let you talk, man. I'ma let you talk, baby. This ain't no fucking read. It's fucking real. You put somebody out there that was motherfucking ain't do shit to you. You wasn't that probably at the damn ball. I mean, come on, baby. It's a fucking total turn off.
And I thank you. Hold on. I have more callers. Hold on. 404-468, you're live on the air.
Girl, this shit is crazy. Girl, I am so attracted to Bishop right now.
But it depends on what comes out of my pocket. So let's do you want to dance with the devil, we can dance.
I'm not dancing with the devil, man. I got disrespect for you, but this ain't got nothing to do with you, man. Hold on. If you ain't a lady, If you ain't a lady, then sit down, man. I ain't reading you, man. Hold on, J-Rock, you cool? Honestly, keep it real with you. Is she fucking you, nigga? Because honestly, if she is fucking you, that's what's up. But honestly, keep it real with you, nigga. If you make her mad enough, she will put your shit out there too.
That's what I'm fucking telling you.
Hey man, listen, I don't do that shit, man.
If you don't want to be on ballroom radio, get the fuck out the motherfucking phone.
Hey,
you will get keyed. You will get smutty just like everybody else. You
smutty nigga, you get smutty.
Trust me.
Okay, are you finished?
You will get smutted out.
Are you finished, J-Rock? This ain't happening.
Hold on. J-Rock, I'm about to put you on hold. I got another caller. Bishop, you on hold. The next caller is 410-889. You're live on the air.
Like, I'm not even trying to be funny, but seriously, if we do a petition for y'all not to put Bishop on the phone, would that keep y'all from answering the fucking calls?
No, because if he pressed one, this is not like any other show. Everybody on this show has a motherfucking voice. I don't disconnect people. If somebody pressed one, I'm going to bring them on and let them speak what they got to speak. This is totally different from another show. Our chat room is totally different. If anything is posted, as long as it's not a nude picture, anything that get posted in that room, it's going to stay up there. If y'all read me, y'all read a Ms. Wright, it's going to stay up there. This is not like the A-List ballroom station where people get cut off for their opinion, where they post and everything get deleted. No, it's not like that.
But he's ridiculous, and he's just nothing but he's ridiculous. But okay, keep him back on hold. Thank you.
Okay. The next caller we have is Keisha. You're live on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Keisha.
Kelly, number one, I need Pussy to go on his phone to read that nasty knot, because apparently the meds that he's taking is not working, and he needs to updose his meds, because he sounds like a hypocrite. He's just mad because Naima ain't giving him the motherfucking cop, and he's just bitter. He needs to get over and get a motherfucking life. I need Pussy on here to read his ass, because all he tries to do is come for the trainees when he don't get his motherfucking way.
Exactly.
I need Pussy on the motherfucking phone.
Pussy,
and she needs to read him to Phil. Because all he has to say, so fucking what? People can do what the fuck they want to do. Why he got to fucking comment on what people do? He's just mad. I need Pussy on this line to read him to Phil and put him to sleep severely.
Oh, hello?
Pussy's on the phone line.
I'm here. Well, number one, I'm not going to read Bishop because I don't really know who Bishop is. Even when he had a call in, you know, I knew he wasn't my type because even though he was trying to sound like Trey, babe, you can't fool a bitch that only fucks with Trey. So I knew he wasn't Trey for the get-go. And not only that, I saw his picture. He'd been sitting around to the girls with his ass all out, with his butt cheeks all open. How can you be Trey when you send an ass picture out? So if I did post a picture of this boy in the room holding his dick, at least he's holding his dick and he don't got his ass cheek out like you had your fucking ass out picking up the girls to fuck you. So, I mean, like I said, I don't know you, Bishop, but baby, say all that Trey shit for them bitches out in D.C. if they think you're Trey, because, baby, you ain't fooling me. You a bitch.
All in the Trey.
Now you just admit that you take 12 inches in the dick. Bitch, you need to come to my house, bitch, so we can take dick together, bitch. I put a wig on you, sweetie. But, baby, you take the dick like I take dick. And you trying to get on the phone and act like you a piece of Trey. Bitch, you an insult. And you talking about we insult, bitch? Then you say you have a child and you take your dick to 12 inches of dick? What type of father are you? What type of father are you? You take yourself to the dick while your daughter is the next one.
Okay, pussy. Okay. I'm drawing the line. Now y'all could sit here, and if y'all want to sit here and y'all want to read him and he wants to read y'all and y'all want to go back and forth with him, yes, y'all can do that. Read him and go back and forth. I draw the line when you bring people children in.
I don't know if anything goes.
No, it does not. No, it does not. Listen, I don't care what any of y'all, I don't care what anybody, how anybody feels or what anybody opinion. Y'all can read him all day fucking long. Y'all can read him all day long. He can read y'all all day long. Y'all can go back and forth at it. But we draw a line when it comes to bringing people, children involved in the situation, okay? That's just like somebody coming up here and reading somebody and throwing help read out.
Thanks for reaching out, girl.
Okay, now if y'all bitches, if nobody can't understand what I'm saying, and if anybody have a problem with it, y'all can hang up the phone and I'll can see y'all whenever y'all call back in. Now, pussy, you're back on the line.
Yeah. Like I said, he should have never said nothing about me being a lady. Like, motherfucker, you don't know me.
You don't listen. Y'all can read all day long, like I said. When you bring people, children involved in it and help read, we're not going to do that. We have not been allowing that on the show, and we're not going to start doing it now.
Baby, we didn't read his child, honey. We said he can't.
You
fuck.
Did. You said something. You said something about his child. We're not going to go there.
No, I said he said he gets fucked. I said he said he's straight. I've had you straight, you get fucked in the ass by 12 inches of dick.
Okay. Now, the next caller we have, is 347-829. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, everyone. I think it's like his delivery, how he come across with saying stuff, but he's basically saying, you know, like, I mean, pussy, I don't know you or whatever the case is, but you didn't have to say all of that about that child, how you busted his mouth and you did all of that. Now, see, here lies the problem. Now, when you say stuff like that and you are a female figure, then when the butch queens disrespect you guys or whatever, then you have an issue with that. See, you can't cut. See, real ladies don't do that.
Number one, I know why. Listen.
Let him finish.
Go ahead.
See, this is the issue. See, y'all cannot say that, oh, the butch queens don't respect y'all when y'all come out talking like that. That's all he's trying to say. When it comes to your personal business, if you choose to discuss stuff like that, discuss it amongst your girlfriends. Don't come on a radio show and say what you did to the child.
Listen, this should have taken up for another tranny chaser. You know, there was no tranny chasers, they stick together. So us trannies, we stick together. He's defending this nasty tranny chaser that's going around and sucking everybody up. It's going to be no, everybody know this motherfucker. He ain't new to the scene. He's been sucking dick ever since he was 16. So what I said is irrelevant. And I don't care what a motherfucker thinks. Is. Number one, I know the fuck I am.
Jason, you're back.
But listen, how can we be women when we got men like Bishop and then want to fuck us to fuck?
Let me tell you something. Hold on, because then I have to make a statement. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something, okay? If I wanted to fucking have Bishop, okay, I would have had fucking Bishop this weekend, okay? It's just like people need to have respect when they reading, okay? All reads is not motherfucking good motherfucking reads, okay? Bitch, I've been texting with Bishop for the last 2 weeks. If I wanted to have Bishop or fuck Bishop or do whatever the fuck I wanted to do with Bishop, I would have did it this weekend when I was in D.C., when I got to D.C. at 3 o'clock this weekend, okay? We're not going to sit here and we're not going to bring nobody children into the read. We're not going to read about people health reads or any of that motherfucking shit.
Kelly, can I have the floor for a few minutes? I need the floor.
Go ahead.
You talk about people's children too on the damn radio show.
Pussy, please.
You must have forgot who children you talked a couple months ago. When you make it hot, when you was arguing with Ray now, you didn't bring up what's the name?
When I was arguing with Ray and who?
When you was arguing with Ray and Monique and you were letting the business out saying about
No, that, I was not. No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
No, I did not.
And go back and you go to Tins and Chops and you listen to the iCard, to the archive. I never read about it. I can tell you everything that happened on this show in the last 5 years. The only person that I ever read and said something about their children is because only person that I ever said anything about somebody's child, and because I knew the situation, was motherfucker Johnny's. I never said anything about Ray or any motherfucking thing at all. You don't know bitch up for a can of paint in the motherfucking wall for you to sit here and talk about his motherfucking child. But if somebody was to come and read you and say something that you don't motherfucking like, you will feel some type of way.
If I wanted to fuck him,
I would have fucked him this weekend when I was in fucking D.C. if I wanted to fuck him. And if I want to fuck him, I have a credit card. I can buy me a bus ticket anytime I need to get to D.C. and get me a motherfucking hotel room if I want to fuck him.
Well,
I can go to D.C. at any drop. I go to D.C. at any drop of a motherfucking dime.
No friends can disrespect me. So if anything goes, we want to be in a fucking chat room with a bunch of gays, I'm going to treat him like a gay. I'm going to read him. Anything goes.
Listen.
Anything fucking goes. If you don't like it, you can
anything doesn't fucking go. When you take it, you set it, you bring yourself and you put yourself on public display.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't handle the criticism that comes from putting yourself on public display, then you should not put yourself on public display. Because everybody's going to have an opinion about you when you put yourself on public display. For everybody to come and view you.
And like the caller said, if you don't want people to view you in a such type of way and you call yourself a transgender, whatever you do behind your closed doors is what you do behind your closed doors. But when you open your motherfucking door for the book to be read, then the children are going to come and they're going to read it.
And they can read it.
Okay, so since you and Naima came and y'all put yourself on public display, the children are going to come and they're going to criticize you. Whatever you do behind your closed doors, what Bishop was trying to say to you and Naima, he just didn't know how to bring it across, okay, and how to speak it to you, okay? When you open that door for people to come and say whatever they want to say. You can't get mad if they come and they read you. Or if they say something to you, you can't get mad if the butch queens call y'all motherfucking men, because this is exactly why the butch queens don't fuck with the girls, the ones that do like the girls and may want to fuck with the girls, because y'all come out here and y'all put yourself on public display. Whatever happens in your bedroom, it should stay in your bedroom. However you may feel about that person or whatever that person did to turn you, it should be no way in hell that you should come out and pitch yourself out there and make yourself look like a mockery, because that's exactly, you are my sister, Naima is my sister, but that's exactly what y'all just came and did. So if anybody calls into the show right now and they want to read y'all can't get mad for them reading y'all, because y'all opened that motherfucking book, y'all turned that motherfucking hardcover, and now the girls is reading the rest of the motherfucking pages.
They reading him, they reading that nasty child.
They reading him. You know why they reading him? Because exactly what I just told y'all in the politically correct way, it's the same thing he was just telling y'all, but he just didn't know how to voice it. I'm telling y'all the same fucking exact thing that he just told y'all.
No, he's mad at Naima. You can tell why he's mad at Naima.
I'm telling you as my sister, Naima as my sister, I'm telling y'all the same exact thing he just told y'all, but he just told y'all in a negative motherfucking way because he did not know how to voice it. I'm telling y'all the same exact thing.
Maybe you should teach him that when he comes to your house, bitch. You should teach him anything. He gonna get red. You know anything goes, I don't give a flying fuck. He come
hold
at me
on.
Like that.
Hold
fuck.
On.
In my
hold
mind,
on.
He's another fucking faggot. I like to get fucked in his motherfucking ass. Irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant because I'm telling you exactly what he told you, but I'm just telling you in a respectful way.
Well,
so what's the difference? What's the difference? Nicole, you're live on the air.
Monique, pussy,
yes.
I think you totally, wait, hold up. You are totally overreacting because, in fact, what Kelly just said, she couldn't have said it better, but I'm going to break it down for you. He wasn't reading either one of you. He was appalled at what Naima said, quote, at first he didn't take it all, but then he took it all. Now, mind you, you came on the radio to do one thing. Then Naima came on the radio, and you got her to pull her card. She pulled her card, and because he's in her inbox, because he takes acknowledge to her, because he had made want to do what he said and make no error. He didn't say nothing about him being no trade and all that stuff. He said he was with for 12 and 6. What he was talking about was the privacy. Well, if I was going to do that with you, you were going to do the same thing that you did to me. What Kelly's saying about a child and talking about a child and Keisha, that was so fucking wrong to sit and tell somebody to tell him to go take his HIV medicine and pop his pill. You got fucking
fucking nerve. And anybody that throw out that read got fucking nerve. You know y'all got fucking nerve for that. That don't make no sense. He does carry on. I listen, and at times I'm like, Kelly, mute him, because he doesn't understand. He doesn't speak like we speak. He's not as catty as we cat. He goes on longer. He's speaking more, whether he's trying to be trade or in between. But Monique, he wasn't really talking to you. He just said what you can. You initiated it, but it was Naima who made him gag. And you could tell he was very angry, because what if I would have did that with you? I was going, basically, I would have, he told her, I would have had you. I would have did that with you. And this is what you would have done to me. So he wasn't really talking to you for Keisha to come up here and say all this HIV and for you to read him and upset your nerves. You have always been known to do what you do. Much kudos. We know that for years. But he wasn't really directing any of them reads to you. He was appalled, not even reading Naima, at what Naima said because of whatever he felt.
But just the point, though, he shouldn't have, when he said about me not being lady, like, motherfucker, you don't know me.
But wait a minute.
The fact of the matter, Pussy, you're not listening. You're not listening to it. The fact of the matter is, Pussy, what he said was absolutely correct, because a lady is never going to sit and tell her business about what she did. If you are, you're not a biological lady. So a woman of our caliber, whatever we do with a man behind closed doors that we're not supposed to be doing, we're not supposed to be running our mouth and telling it. Oh yeah, we could sit, me and you and Nicole could sit on the phone as sisters and get the very, oh child, he fucked me down, Miss A. Yes, Miss A. Yes, hold on, I'm not done. We can sit on. Listen, no, let me finish. No, let me finish. We can sit on the phone and we can say, oh, sister, yes, he fucked me down and everything. But we know in the back of our heads what we really did with him. But it's not for us to put it on public display.
And along with that, y'all, I want to tell y'all what y'all was doing back and forth and probably what was brought up. You know, Naima, you said that he took a little bit and took all of it at 20 years old. Now, mind you, Miss Pussy did what she was supposed to. She pulled your card and pulled you out. And then you're saying that he's 20 years old. There's a lot of going back and not making any sense. So to attack that child like that, and he is a pain in the neck, I totally agree. He does not know how to say things, but he doesn't come like we come. So what Kelly is saying, it is really, really true. Like, the reads don't have to go that far. He doesn't know the correct and the political way in faggot terms to speak. And if he's looking at her, whether he's going to get fucked by her or not, he's looking at her like if she's a girl or whatever. But, you know, and he just gagged at that. And she came on there and jumped into what you normally do. And that was gags. He took a little bit, but then took all of it. And then 20 years old.
Horrible.
So I don't know. It's a little bit. I think everybody should take responsibility. No shade. So we're not going to just call this child AIDS and pills and that was fierce.
No, not you.
No, it wasn't you. It was Keisha who threw that battery in your back. When the bottom line is what Kelly was saying is correct, he really wasn't even coming at you. You just was a part of it. You initiated it. So he had to say, well, the other caller. But his interaction had been with Naima.
He was just upset because he said that's exactly what I just said, everything. He felt if he would have did something with Naima,
yes,
then his business had been on the radio.
And the whole 12 and a half thing came in when Naima said she had 10 and a half. He wanted to let her know that that meant nothing. He has seen 12.
Okay. Let me start with this. I'm taking my head off and I'm giving Bishop applause because yet another night, another week, we have turned this into the Bishop Show. Nicole, I've listened to everything you said. I listened to everything Kelly said. I've listened to everything Pussy has said, and I didn't get to hear what Naima said because I was disconnected. First of all, I personally am not buying I am no longer, as of tonight, I am no longer buying that excuse. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know how he's saying it. This man has been in the game long enough to know what he's doing, how he's doing, and when he is doing it. You all may be fooled by that. You all may buy that. But that's a cow that I'm not going to buy. Last week, he came in the room, and he was upset Wednesday night because of something that happened between him and Alexis. And
but that's not
he went
the
on
point.
To sell. Wait a minute. It is the point.
But
this
you know what? You
was,
know what, Jason? You're right.
Wait a minute. I listened to everything you all had to say. Please
okay,
hear
problem.
Me out. Now, Wednesday night, the last remarks this man made in the room was he no longer has respect for your trans, for the transgender community, and he went on his tangent. Now, tonight, he calls in because he thinks that everybody forgot about what the last thing he said last week. Now, tonight, he calls in. And I
well,
understand that,
back.
Yes, a lady shouldn't kiss and tell, but a gentleman, and I'm a gentleman doesn't discuss what he does either. Now, this man has gone from rum to rum. He has traced every transsexual down and said, let me fuck you. When you going to do this to me? When you going to do that? And everybody seems to think that is okay. But because Naima said what Naima said and Pussy said what he said, that does not give him the right to call in and say to Naima, Naima, if I had did this, that, or the other with you, you would have put me out there. No, motherfucker, you put yourself out there when you chase after Naima. Now, when Naima turns you down, now all of a sudden it's something different. Now, if you respect this respect, and a spade is a spade, and I'm going to call a spade when I see a spade and I hear a spade. A duck is a duck when it walks, and that bitch is quacking. He got short. Fool, but he ain't got this Butch Queen fool.
Okay, now listen. I wasn't going to call back in. But let me tell both of you, Nicole and Kelly, something. 2 weeks in a row, y'all have took up for this motherfucker like he don't know what the fuck he is saying. Bishop is motherfucking grown-ass, cock-strong, tranny-chasing, dick-sucking, dick-in-the-ass motherfucking nigga. Y'all will not get on this motherfucking show and make it seem like he don't know what the fuck he is saying.
No, you know what? You can say that.
He's fucking these motherfucking bitches.
Alexis.
Two motherfucking lies.
All right, Alexis, you read, but you didn't say, go take your HIV medicine, take your pills, your kid and your son shouldn't be. That's just what me and Kelly is addressing. The
listen,
went
did y'all listen to what
ends.
Pussy said? Did y'all listen to what Pussy said? You said you have a daughter and you are sending your pictures out like that. That's all she said.
I never read the daughter. I don't read people's kids.
She didn't read the child. She said you got a daughter. You said last week you had a daughter, but yet you sent a pictures of your ass and your dick out.
But Bishop is just upset like y'all all upset
y'all
that he's a tranny
just
chaser.
Just like Naima put her business out, the picture with his balls hanging out. This is like letting a genie out of a motherfucking bottle.
It seems like everybody got some venom in their chest, so that means everybody was in the inbox too. So, in order to know exactly what he was.
One thing about it, two things for sure, I never been in his inbox. Anybody that I ever see in the training group, I don't even want to be bothered.
The tranny chasers, they stick together. Well, you know he was going to have his opinion no matter what. I guess he felt the fall because he dissed another tranny chaser. They all stick together, but we weren't going to diss us. And I wasn't going for it. Plain and simple. Motherfucker, I didn't want you.
Okay, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you, Kelly, good job on the show or whatnot. And to everybody else, let's calm down, let's breathe. Things happen, don't get all butthurt, it's just a show. But I wanted to say, Bishop needs to learn just a different approach in what he says. That's all I'm going to say. But to all y'all, love what y'all do, love you legends, icons, whatever you guys are, mwah.
Thank you. The next caller is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I had to hang up in order to
up because my phone, when I was on my cell phone, Kelly, I couldn't upload the what's the name? I couldn't screenshot. I couldn't do nothing. That's why I had to hang up my phone and call in on my house phone.
Oh, okay.
And thank you for smutting his ass out.
973-651, you're live on the air.
Oh, I missed a whole lot,
I just want to say, and I don't want Naeem and Pussy to get mad at me because, quite frankly, I'm afraid of them. But I really understand what the gentleman said earlier. It has nothing to do with Bishop. First of all, Naeem, I don't even know why you attacked that guy that you slept with. He didn't do anything to you. I understand Pussy because Pussy said that he, you know, he did something to her. He left her and slept with someone else. But Naeem, you just came out just totally going off on this guy, telling all his business. He did nothing to you, and I really don't understand that. And like the gentleman said, the butch queens and females, they all look at us like we're not ladylike because of things like this. I mean, if I was with someone and I, you know, I wouldn't want someone coming on a radio station. This radio show is very popular, and you're on here saying all this stuff. This guy did nothing to you. Don't get mad at me.
All right, go ahead, finish, and I'll.
I'm just saying because I don't want you guys getting mad at me. It just, to me, when siblings listen to you guys and they hear you guys say this, they put us all in the same boat. And we could be very tame and ladylike, but they don't want to mess with us because of the more, I didn't want to say something wrong, but Nicole was dead on. I love you, Nicole. You were dead on. And I think everyone's concentrating on Bishop, Jason. It's not about Bishop. It's just about this gentleman who just got beat up at this ball. He's being abused for nothing. And that's what it's about.
Okay, well.
Go ahead, Naeem.
Well, first of all, I never even said if I had an issue with the problem. Kelly asked me a question. I asked, I rebutted, and I gave her an answer. You don't know what that child did to me. You're assuming that child didn't do anything to me because the question wasn't asked to me, did the child ever shade me? The question was just asked to me, did you have the child? I've asked Kelly online who she had or something like that. It's nothing no different. Only difference is Kelly doesn't say out in public what she do and what she don't do. So I care less who judges me, who whatever anybody thinks about me. At the end of the day, people are still going to, like, come at me, and they still be at me in my inbox or even, like, on my page or whatever the case may be, and finding my phone number. It doesn't matter to me. But the child did do something to me. Yes, I'm not getting into that or whatever like that on the show, but just know that it's three sides to a story, my side, his side, and the truth. But that's not here or there, because nobody has the heaven and hell to put me in, so.
And if you say you're a lady, then you already act as such.
And then she said about butch queens. Baby, let me tell you, I'm 41 years old.
Oh, God.
Butch queens never respected the femme queen. So, baby, when you're talking about all
that
butch queens, baby, they never do. I'm glad this topic up. We come out about butch queens. Look the shit that's going on Facebook now. How many of these girls had that little boy? Garcon. Look, we all messing all the girls. I'm asking that little boy, getting that little boy coke to make him suck their dick and fuck him. That little boy all on Facebook. So don't tell me right the wrong with the same bitches that tell me right the wrong, feeding motherfucking little kids drugs and making little kids suck their dick and fucking them. But at least, baby, I ain't seen the kids drugs to fuck them. Or much my third, none of these motherfucking bitches on here can tell me a motherfucking thing. So that's
the
why I'm paying everybody a goddamn mind. Butch queens know what it is. We chicks with dicks, baby. They don't think that's like a female. We chicks with dicks, plain and simple, okay? I don't care how cool you look. You're still going to be a chick with a dick. As long as you have dick and balls, like the butch queen guy, we are chick with a dick. So say all that
drama
with a dumb bitch that don't know no motherfucker.
Okay, okay. She
Okay, baby, I'm gonna stop her. I'm gonna stop her because she must be sipping on her vodka.
No, I had no vodka. I wasn't drinking. I had no vodka today.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. We got more callers. Hold on.
She doesn't make her mind.
You got four commit suicide.
410-963. You're live on the air.
I'm shocked. I don't know. Honestly, let me say something real quick. I agree with the very first caller who called in to defend.
Is this Lisa?
Hi, Kelly. I'm just.
Hey, Lisa.
How are you?
Wait, y'all. I know I can't be the only femme queen that cringe every time she hear a girl talk about her private area. That is our personal and what we do. That's our conversation. That's just like sitting around a group of straight people and telling them how we got our work and things. That is so personal. That's our conversation. And yes, we all do things that we do the way we do them behind closed doors, but let's go back to being ladies until we are crossed. Monique is not the type of girl you cross. She's going to do that. And you know her, that's what she is. So don't play with her like that. But when it comes to the girls who called in, the young lady, and she said that this is a very popular radio station, and we have to set a certain image for ourselves. So let's please, like, go back to being, like, you know, the Octavias, the Arjunas. They never talked about stuff like that out in the open. And Sanaya don't talk like that. Like, let's have, like, a little bit of respect for ourselves. That's it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Definitely should.
J-Rock, you're back on the air.
Now, listen, I don't know why everybody getting this twisted behind what I was saying to Bishop. My thing had nothing to do with what he was about the actual situation. My thing was, how dare you as a butch? Bishop is not a trade. I want y'all to get that out of y'all mind right now. What pissed me off with him was, y'all let this butch queen that want to act trade. I deal with fucking real men all day, every day. I know a woman when I hear and see a woman. I met him in person. He's not going to come on this radio show and handle any female figure, not while I'm listening or not while I know him, especially if they're a fucking ebony, because that's what I do. Like, if he came on and said something to Kelly, yeah, Kelly, you can hold your own. Yeah, Naima, you can hold your own. But if I'm going to say something, I'm going to fucking say it. He came on here trying to handle Naima and pussy, and then he still, how y'all give him all that, and he started to talking about 12-inch dicks and how he taking it and all that. Okay, you can be a gentleman as well as she can be a lady. What's the difference? You're acting like a fucking fag on the phone.
It is a difference.
You know,
it's always a difference.
J-Rock, preach.
J-Rock, you're
not
just saying this.
Right, that's what I'm saying, and I agree with Jason. So if I get on this phone and I start smutting myself out over the phone, is that gentleman-like? Y'all saying that the film queens aren't acting like ladies. Well, shit, he ain't acting like a gentleman, and he's not going to handle them or handle any one of these cast members as long as I got something to say. He's always yelling, saying, shut up, put your hand in your pocket.
Isn't that like another one bites the dust? Like, okay, she spilled the tea. Wait, she spilled the tea about how much he took at one time and when he took all of it, and then he spilled the tea about how he was with a 12-inch thing. So it's a dagger for a dagger. I don't think that was the complaint. The complaint was how serious and in debt it was going. I mean, it was a dagger for a dagger. He exposed himself like she exposed herself.
He was just jealous. If y'all didn't catch the jealousy.
No, he was very angry because he wanted that. He wanted that. He was very angry. Very angry. You heard it. He said, and then when she came back and said that she got 10 and a half, he let her know he'd been with 12 inches. No, he was upset. No, we heard that. But what Kelly and I was saying. No, but what Kelly and I was saying, that you had to see how everybody was, it was like dying.
Hold on one minute. For everybody that's in everybody's in the chat room, if y'all still want to be a part of this conversation, y'all have to call in. Y'all have 8 minutes and 31 seconds, but I don't know if y'all gonna be able to get through the phone lines because the phone lines are still past 100. So I don't know if y'all gonna be able to get in.
I don't mean to cut you off, Kelly, or to be rude. Excuse me, but I just wanted to say something. First of all, okay. normally, like I said, I am a girl that's low key about what I give and what I do. Well, I mean what I give, but I'm just saying with the people that I do carry with or whatever, I don't out them unless somebody intentionally turns me. And that child intentionally, and I'll pump you to T, Kelly, after we get off this phone, but that child intentionally turned me when I did a favor for him. So, yeah, so me feeling bad,
this,
I don't feel no
bad. Naima, this was after he turned pussy, and she put the pictures up?
No, I'm not talking about the picture. No, he turned me. I'll pump y'all to tea, but it's not for everybody.
No, you said Bishop. Wait, you saying Bishop turned you or
no? No, she's saying the other child turned. ATL turned her.
ATL turned her after he was with pussy.
Right.
At 20 years. Okay.
Right. I'll pump you to tea out of this show, but he turned me, so I don't even feel bad. And pumping his tea because he—that's a fierce child. That child's fierce, and she will work her set. I was the fool. Okay, yes, I'll admit it. But she will work her set if you allow her to.
I took him in, honey, when he was homeless in Atlanta. I'm the one got him down in New York. If it wasn't because none of these motherfuckers, JR, nobody would have had that motherfucker if I ain't bring him down to New York. He would have been still motherfucking sleeping in the home in abandoned buildings in Atlanta, Georgia. I brought the broke motherfucker down here to New York, so nobody would have had to do.
Hold on. 404-840, you're live on the air. If you're on the phone lines and you want to still be a part of this conversation, do not hang up because the phone lines will be locking in a few minutes. 404-840, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Maya Angelou, you're live on the air.
Yes, it's a few things that I want to touch on. Now, that would show you something, because Pussy just said that wouldn't nobody have knew about the boy if she had not brought him. So y'all knew that the boy was for Pussy. Now, my question is, what kind of girlfriend is Pussy to you, Naima, if the boy turned her and she allowed you to have him? Number one.
You said, what? Say that again, girl, with that voice.
Yeah,
what did you say?
When Naima, hold on, Maya. When Naima had him, Pussy had already kicked him. Pussy already had beat him with the sledgehammer and maced him and put him out.
I didn't know. See, I didn't know any of the tea of what Pussy did until when me and Pussy started coinciding with our stories together in a form that we was in. That's when me and her started talking, because I didn't know anything about that.
Okay.
I have the same pieces, so.
Now, as far as the second thing, this is a 20-year-old boy we're talking about. My whole thing is this is horrible. I understand how J-Rock feels, but at the end of the day, you can't attack him for saying what he said to Naima. That's just personal thing he felt about Naima, because had he dealt with her, she would have did the same thing to him as what he's feeling.
No, not necessarily. If he didn't do anything fierce to me, let me tell you something about me, okay? It's a couple of ballroom butch queens who I have had, and we have carried from New York City to Philadelphia to Baltimore to D.C. But you know, we keep that because I'm not a kiss and tell girl. But if you do something to me after I extend my hand to you to help you and you do something fierce to me, he did. He turned it on my time. Oh, no, bitch, then you're going to gag. But if you don't initially do the same to me, then no, I wouldn't set out to do this because I'm not like that. I wouldn't do that to somebody. But I already had told Bishop the reason why I would, before we this conversation ever came up, if y'all remember, week before last, I had told Bishop that the reason why I never accepted your friend request, the reason why I don't mess with you like that, I said, because you are nasty. You are a chaser. You do too much in these rooms. You know too many girls. You too much of a faggot. That's what I told him. Y'all could go listen to the archives before this ever came up. This, so, you know, he was already, I guess, feeling some type of way anyway, whatever. This is why I didn't really fuck with him like that on many occasions. But then when I said whatever I said, I guess this was just him just lashing out at me, which I could give a care less because he's not feeding me, fucking me, or financing me. So it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
I'm just gagging at the whole thing because all Kelly did was pull Pussy on the line. And then Pussy said, you pulled me on about the boy, and she spilled the tea. And then she said, I'm not the only girl he had. Then they were trying to figure out, and then you came on and said, yeah, I had the boy. Yeah, I'm gagging. But let the church stay.
No, but to be honest, no, I'm going to keep it with number one. I had a funny feeling Naima had. We know Naima never confessed or said. She just confessed today. That
you had a funny feeling, pussy? Are you serious? Is that what you're going to sit here and say? Pussy, are you going to sit on this phone after reading like that and give it?
Because when I asked, Naima never told me she had the child. But I'm not no fool. I mean, come on. I'm not no fool. I mean, girls sleep with people leftovers. And I'm not dissing Naima. But I had a funny feeling already because Naima knew too much about the child, too. So I'm like, okay, she had him. I mean, but like I said, like Kelly just said, I kicked the boy, I beat the boy ass with a sledgehammer in my building, fucked him, and just threw him out. So I don't care what happened. I really don't care. I can't get mad at Naima if Naima had that. You know what I'm saying? But I knew. I know other girls that had them. So really, all that's irrelevant, really. So, I mean, and the boy told me, the boy been doing it. He been doing it. He fucked most everybody. He got fucked by anybody in Atlanta. He just made it to the East Coast because of me. And now he got fucked by a lot of people in the East Coast. So,
okay.
I mean,
Hold on. Thank you, Maya. Hold on. The next caller we have is 973-651, you're live on the air.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
What happened? 973-651, you're live on the air. Okay. Y'all girls got 1 minute to call into the show. I can get through. Okay.
Hello?
Thank you. Yes.
I didn't know I pressed one. I was still on the phone. I just do have one more thing to say, though. I just want whatever butch queens are maybe listening, because I do date butch queens, and this is no offense to any of the ladies online. All of us are not like that.
Well,
and
you ain't getting
no
butch queens anyway, because Naima got to the half, and she made that cold play. The gig is up, bitch. Naima done took the game, and that's that.
Well, I don't do granny rooms or groups or whatever, but I just don't know why a retaliation would be coming online telling your business. Like, I don't know how that's getting someone back. It's just, I don't understand that concept.
The same reason why the bushman got a blue screen room reading the female figures, they have y'all be chasing all horses buying y'all buy them stuff, and they don't love y'all. They don't love y'all. And y'all taking y'all first buying them drugs and giving them money, and they keep going out and getting stuff in their ass. So I don't know why. I mean, you saying all that, but come on, the butch queen ain't gonna respect you. And you sound fishy and everything, but baby, they ain't gonna respect you.
Oh,
right?
No.
Well, the butch queen is not gonna respect you. Point plain.
The butch queens do respect me. They do respect me, and I respect them. But
they respect me too in my face. You know why? They scared of me. So who they gonna respect me? Now, what they said behind closed doors, I don't give a fuck. But, I mean, so they respect all of us. I mean, they're not going to get Kelly in her face. They ain't going to get nobody. They ain't going to get Naima in her face. So you're right.
I don't
who's playing that music in the background?
It's very rude.
It's not me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm going to hang up.
Who was that? Marcus, I'm sorry.
I think fear and respect are two different things. They're totally different.
As far as respect is concerned, I have learned a lot in the last couple of months with the different topics that we've done as far as butch queens and transgender, the women of our community are concerned. And I've learned that although I'm a gay man, I am a male chauvinist, that I still believe that there are a lot of things that men should do for women, open doors, pay for meals, those type of things. That's just the mentality I have. That's because that's how I was brought up. But because of the women that I deal with, i.e. Naima, Alexis, Kelly, I've learned that a woman comes in many different forms and many different factors, and I have to respect them for being them. Because just because I think that a woman should behave and act this way, that might not be how some women react. I mean, I realize that there are women in my family that cuss worse than sailors. There are women in my family that don't cuss at all. So I had to learn for me that with the transgender women, each woman is going to be different. There are some women that are going to be more vocal than others, and there are going to be some that are more passive than others. And you have to respect that. I respect those that respect themselves. If you don't respect yourself, I'm still going to respect you, but I'm going to respect you to the limit. As long as you respect me, I'm going to respect you. If you don't have respect for yourself, I'm still going to respect you.
I think, Jay said, you know what, can I say something? I think what you say is that a woman is different type. See, when you're talking, that we're not women. So every time it is a little bit extra for us to be a little bit extra. That's why
we are
so extra, because we're not women. And so when men actually do that, women go off. They curse up a storm, eat my fucking pussy, la, 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 la. But they have those things, and they are women. But we are not women. We are men, and we are looking to set an example like a woman. Now, we all may have our different characteristics, but there is a time and place for everything. And as a woman, you know, and I have learned that I'm not going to do that right now, or I'm not going to get that right now, because there is a time and place. Now, if a guy is... Wait, because you said two things. Now, if a guy is supposed to open the door and do this and do that and do that, then a woman is supposed to cook his food and do that and do that and do that. So it's both. As fem queens, we need to take a lot of responsibility for the way we are treated, and the butch queens also need to check themselves about how they treat us. But I think it goes both ways, because when we are mad, including ourselves, we will jump out of character and let you know who the fuck we really are. And then at that point, it changes things, like, you know, it makes a person perception, like...
You know what? Let me tell you, that's just like a couple months ago when I had...
Hold on, pussy. Jersey caller, stay right there. Hold on. 347-581, you're live on the air.
That's not my vote.
Hello? 347-581. Okay. Alexis, you're live on the air.
I don't know about you, Nicole.
Yeah, you see the numbers up.
I don't know about you, Nicole, but I'm a woman.
No, I'm a man. What do you mean, I'm a? You don't know about me. I just blatantly said it's correction. I don't know about y'all, because I'm a woman, and I know that there's a time and place for everything. I'm soft and cunt is back, bitch. I'm going to help that stand.
You better
all the way. And if I have to change some things about the way I can be, because I can be some tease, bitch, then I will do that, because I want to emulate and be what I set out to be. But don't fuck with it. It can get bingy. It is bingy. That's what it is. And that's what people forget. They forget that Kelly can go the fuck crazy. They forget that if you say something to pussy, she's going to go all the way into your records to when your mother was born. She's always done that for years. They forget that, and they step over their boundaries, and they get treated like that, and then we get the backlash of what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to deliver it and stuff like that. It's normal.
Okay, hold on. It's boom, boom, it's shade in the room. Bishop, you're live on the air.
I'm out of here.
All right. I listened to what everybody said. The only reason, and
Bishop, I want you when you come on this show from now on, Bishop, I want you to come on this show, and the same way we speak on the phone and we have conversations is the same way I want you to speak when you come on this show.
All right, babe. All right, mama.
Now go ahead.
Man, what I have to say is that, Naima, I was offended, and it's going to whatever you call butch queens, trade, whatever, I'm past it, because I've had experiences, and I'm not going to get emotional. I've had experiences with transgender women in the past years that I've dealt with transgender women, and I've seen everything I needed to see, but I'm still learning from day to day. But I have not been with a transgender woman in a minute. And let me let you know something right now. Don't get it twisted, babe. I understand how you feel, but I was offended because the simple fact is that boy still got to live. He's 20 years old. Man, I'm motherfucking 29 years old. About to go on 30, July 27th. I'm sick and tired of hearing transgender women put people down that they have fucked. No. You must have saw something that you loved that attracted you to that person to fuck him. So, I mean, we all make decisions. We all make choices. But I'm going to let you know something. We make choices, whether it's bad or good. If it's bad, we learn from them. And honestly, I apologize if I'm coming off. This is just me. I swear to God, it's me. I swear to God, it's me all day dealing with the transgender community. I swear to God, it's me all day because, I mean, man, at one time I said I could motherfucking marry a transgender woman. And if you all was in the group, yeah, I did say, yeah. I mean, I said it out of anger. I said it out of fucking anger. I'm through with the transgender community. Just to clear that up, Jason. Jason, personally, I don't know why you don't like me, dude. It ain't about that. It's not about that at all. I mean, right now I can care less. I mean, I met you at Gagwin.
Listen, it's no time to read.
I'm not trying to read, man. I don't read, honestly, keep it real with you, man.
I don't read.
This ain't about you, man.
And it's not about you, because I could care less how you feel. Personally, one way or the other, I don't have feelings about you one way or the other. But you're not going to disrespect Naima or any other
person.
Now, can
I cut you off? Can I cut you off without disrespecting you? I'm trying to be cool and cordial.
I'm going to be as honest as I can.
I've been honest this whole time with y'all. I wanted y'all to know me on Facebook. Because the same person you see on Facebook is the same person you're going to meet in the street. The same person you meet on Facebook, y'all, is me. You hear me? I'll be on Facebook, but it's one different thing that you will not see on Facebook that you're going to see on Facebook. You're going to see me, flirt. Every man flirt with a female in a straight group. I do the same thing in a straight group. So why the fuck am I being called all these fucking names? Why the fuck did my daughter have to get involved with the shit? Why the fuck did I have to take my fucking meds? Let me let you know something about me. Hold on, I'm gonna be long-winded right here. I'm 100% proven. I thank God I ain't got HIV. Bishop, you're doing way too much.
Wait a minute, Nicole. That's why I have Tuesday night. Because, motherfucker, first of all, you ain't going to never hear Jason do a health read. I got on a call about talking about Tiffany kids. I have nieces and nephews. Did you hear me open my mouth and say a damn thing about your child? I'm not talking about you, man. I'm just talking about the person that said that.
I mean, honestly, keep it real with you. To keep this soft and smooth, I'm gonna let you know
something
right now. I don't care whether they talked about my daughter at all, man. The problem I got with you, Jason, is that yeah, man, except my motherfucking ass for me, dude. You do not fucking know me. But the thing is, the person you saw at the damn ball, dude, was cool and calm and collected with you, trying to make you laugh. Honestly, my motherfucking problem is, hold on, shut the fuck up, nigga.
shut the fuck up. My problem is that I want motherfuckers to be accepted by people. Period. That's my motherfucking problem. No, nigga, talk about you. I'm talking about me right now. My thing is I'm accepted by people for who I am. Who I am and what I'm going for, man.
I got Tuesday night because that's the problem right there. Everything is fucking about Bishop.
No,
you
it
ain't. Everything
no, it's not.
That ain't about you.
No, it's not. I had a
Bishop, hold on, Jason. You didn't have to call back in here and say anything else. I had cleared up everything.
Amen.
And I had said everything that I needed to say. But you didn't need to call back in here and say anything.
Mom,
you know, listen, you don't have to. Every time, let me tell you something. My grandmother always told me every action has a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn sometimes that every action doesn't need a reaction.
Reaction.
Just because someone sends for you don't mean that you need to come. And I had to learn, and I had to learn that. It took me 3 years of doing this radio show to learn that. That every time somebody calls in here and reads me, I don't have to go back and forth at it with them. Because that's all they doing is they is pulling you out, and they want you to be out. And for you to continue to come out, and I know you from us talking on the phone in the last 2 weeks and talking about President Obama and the positive things that we talk about, that the way you're carrying yourself right now is not becoming of yourself. And that's why I told you to talk the way we talk. Whether people taunt you or whatever they may say to you, you can still sit here and hold an intelligent conversation and don't have to feed into it every time. See, that's the thing that I had to learn. Every time these girls call in here and read, I read with them when I want to. I'm not letting them haunt me anymore.
I understand.
Okay?
I understand, babe. Kelly. I apologize if I offended anybody. And I love this show. And the thing is, honestly, for me, I don't like hearing drama because I deal with things
every
day.
Let me tell you something,
man.
And I'm going to be 100% honest with you, Bishop. If you don't like hearing drama, Bishop, then you should only call in on Wednesday nights. Because Monday night, listen to me. Monday nights, it's about drama and whatever happened from motherfucking Thursday into Monday, whether it was a fight, whether it was a ball, whatever you want to hear, that's going to happen on Monday night. And whatever I don't finish on Monday night, they're going to finish on Tuesday night. So if you want to hear soft-spoken people and you don't want to hear no drama and you want to hear positivity, then I guess the best night for you to call into the show is only on Wednesday night.
You could call
in here and you can listen on Monday night, and if something tickles you or something tickles you on Wednesday, you just got to learn how to hold your composure and don't say anything and just listen. But if you want to comment and hear positivity, Wednesday night with my sister, with the State of Emergency, with the icon, Jasmine Couture, the CEO and founder, that's the best night for you to call in. Other than that, I don't think you should call. It's a lot of people in this ballroom scene, Bishop, that does not listen to this show on Monday and Tuesday. And then you have a whole nother selective crowd that listens to the show on Wednesday night. And after me and you speaking and after hearing what you just said, I think Wednesday night will be the best time for you to listen to the show.
I just had that urge because I saw the fight. You do what you do. That's cool. But the thing is, at the end of the day, after hearing that private caller that called in about the boy saying they had the boy, and then it was a shock to me to hear Naima. You know, sometimes
Bishop, why are we going back to that? Didn't I tell you I took care of that, I spoke to Naima about that, I spoke to Pussy about that. You just came and you apologized about that. Why are we going back into that conversation again, Bishop?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So now, Bishop, I'm going to put you back on hold. You can listen to the rest of what we're going to say. And if something, you just got to learn how, you just got to learn how to hold your composure sometime. When people say what they say, people are going to come and they're going to have good and they're going to have bad to say about you. But you just got to learn how to hold your composure. That's what I had to learn.
I love y'all,
okay?
Man. I love
okay?
all y'all.
And I love you too, Bishop. And thank you for listening. And I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay. We have another caller. 601-336. You're live on the air. 601-336. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. See, that's the whole thing. We have to all just learn how to talk to certain people every once in a while. That's what it is. Now, let me tell y'all something. I bet y'all would gag with saying, baby. Let me tell you something. In the last 5 years, well, it'll be 5 years in February, of me doing this show, I have learned so much. Before the show, but since doing the show, I have learned so much from my sister. I definitely have to give kudos to my sister Jasmine. I have learned so much from her, and about how to speak to people and how to voice my opinion and all types of things, and not let people taunt me into coming out and just being crazy and outrate and everything. She has taught me so much because it's the way you say things and the way you talk to people, because you can say something to somebody and be coming off trying to be positive about what you're saying to them, but the way you say it just makes it seem so nasty, and which makes people get real disrespectful. And a lot of things that Bishop is saying, that Bishop says, is actually correct, but the way he say it makes the cast members take off on him.
When I hear you talk, all I hear is blah, 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 blah.
Okay, bitch.
Alexis, stop.
Honey, that's my sister. Hold on, we got another call of 770-687. You're live on the air.
I am Kikin. Hi, Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself, love?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How's everybody else in the group doing?
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
As long as they keep it.
Okay, I had this on speakerphone, and I've just been laughing because I was already communicating with other people on Facebook, but then I'm listening to y'all also. Well, this is Sha Ebony. I am laughing at this. Now, wait a minute. What the hell is going on? Why are y'all so pressed and bothered about this?
What's the Kiki?
Okay, wait. I'm listening because you know what? Because you know, I love Kelly. I've known Kelly for years. I haven't seen her in a while, but I. And we friends.
Oh, she's falling out. She's falling out. Oh, she's
falling.
I need some
of that. Okay, Kelly, why you be letting the kids get you pressed like that?
No, the kids don't get me pressed. The kids can never get me pressed. I come out when I'm ready to come out. The kids don't get me pressed at all.
Right, you know what? Because you can't allow that to happen. Like, I mean, like the simple arguments and stuff. Like, I just seen the video of the ball last weekend on the Ballroom A-List. On the Ballroom A-List radio thing.
Are they still around?
I mean, like, Kelly, I mean, you could... you be having me laughing.
You are Kiki.
I know, and that's so funny, but it's that other children don't understand that it's all this Kiki.
But, no, I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say something, but at the same time, you're kikiing. But I'm trying to get what you were trying to say, because what I think you said, she already just said. So I'm trying to get it.
No, basically what I'm saying is that I really think other people take it too seriously. You know what I'm saying? I think people take things too seriously. And I know you'd be kikiing even on the videos and stuff with ballroom throwbacks. You know, you take it as a kiki. And that's what it really should be about. I mean, like, really getting intense and all that reading and fighting and arguing, all of that stuff is unnecessary. And I don't understand why, like, people, you know, like, okay, they trying to throw shade at you for you trying to keep it real, and you just be making a kiki out of it. And I think that's over. I think that's a good thing, and I think that it should be something that we should all have fun. I mean, that's what the ballroom is supposed to be about. That's an extracurricular activity. We all should be able to go and have fun. It should not be as serious as other kids be taking it. And I just, sometimes I get offensive when people just get on you.
Oh, kudos to Mother Miss Varkey. Do they get a round of applause? That thing work again?
Wabbit.
Kelly, do your thing work, Miss Saint? Call me your round of applause. Okay, now I understand because I thought you was words. Whatever, girl.
Basically,
what
I'm saying
girl.
Is, like, Kelly, okay, now, I've known you for years, okay? Now, I haven't seen you in a minute because I haven't walked the ball, been to a ball in a minute. But what I'm saying is that you know how to take it as a kiki, and it's just a laugh. And it's like, okay, this happened, let's move on. But everybody knows.
But, you know, the difference between me and a lot of people is everything that happened, it's a kiki. Everything, Kelly Mizrahi and, you know, all of that's a kiki to me because at the end of the day, I know exactly who I am and I don't live the life of this person that everybody might see on the videos and everything. So I know it's all a kiki. And people just take things a little bit too serious sometimes.
I totally agree. And I'm like, you know what I see in the videos is that you just like to have fun. You know, it's a laughter. But
don't forget her girlfriend, Miss Alexis Snow. You already know, bitch, because she takes it all as a kiki, and she deliver it, and she pays it, and that's that. Don't forget Miss Alexis.
Yeah, I agree.
Kudos to Miss Alexis.
But most of the time, I see Kelly when I see the ballroom throwback videos, and Kelly just be laughing, and it really be a joke to Kelly, and I think it is so funny. I just don't like the shade that be given thrown at Kelly, because I mean, Kelly deserves her props. It's no shade.
She ain't no fucking victim on this thing. She get her props.
I've been on the phone since 11 o'clock, so I've been on here since it first started. But my thing, I call in and have something negative to say. You know, one thing my mother taught me is that if you don't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought all that was unnecessary. But, I mean, Kelly, you keep doing your thing. Is Rodney still on the phone?
No, Rodney's went back to work.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, you keep doing your thing. I think you're doing a very good thing. I think it's very positive. You know, I like Kelly. I just be laughing because, you know what, one thing, Kelly, that you said that I really respect is that you do not have to go back at anybody who's going to give you something negative. Every action does not have to deserve a reaction, and that is very true. That is very true. Sometimes you just have to just listen. You hear the girls, and you just keep on walking and keep on moving because it's not that serious. You know what I'm saying? Life keeps going on, and to sit here and react over who have something negative to say or anything like that, it's just not productive. It's like, you know what, just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to just add my input anyway, but I'm still listening, honey.
Thank you, Mama.
Wait, actually, another question. Is there going to be a ball in New York during the Thanksgiving weekend?
Yes.
What ball is going to be?
You got to look on Facebook for that. We don't advertise balls that don't get paid for on the show.
I got it. I was just wondering because I'm in Atlanta, so I was just trying to wonder because I'm like, okay, I'll come out to this function since I'm in New York because the New York balls are shady, honey. Honey, they are shady, your grandmother. But anyway, I just wanted to just call it and just say, Kelly, you just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job, and I will keep listening.
Thank you, love.
All right, sweetie. You have a good night.
You do the same, too, baby. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes. Hello? Why everybody got quiet?
No, we were just listening, child.
Ms. Ingram, you was having Kelly's intimate portrait, you know, kudos, Mother Mizrahi. Can I get a round of applause again?
I'm looking at pictures right now.
I hate you so much.
Bitch. What I tell you tonight has been many things, baby. Today, I can't wait until later on today because, bitch, it's going motherfucking digital tonight. I want everybody to come out and celebrate with me tonight, honey, at Vogue Nights, honey, and whatever club is open before Vogue Nights. Because I'm definitely going to be out, honey, in the motherfucking place. Alexis, is you going to school tomorrow?
I don't know.
You need to call me because if you ain't going to school tomorrow, I need to call Nicole because I need to come see one of y'all, honey.
Missing. Wait a minute. What do you mean, bitch?
I need to come see one of y'all. I need the blizzard to come back.
Miss Alexis ain't got nothing good. Trust me.
Cool.
Bitch. Not compared.
Oh, let me tell you something. I earned my name for bullshit.
Okay. No problem. I'm with that.
But Kelly, why
were you going out to dance like that? What's going on? What's the occasion?
Alexis' husband is coming in town.
Oh,
Kelly.
Who is the husband?
Listen, listen.
Are you serious? You know what? Everybody, bitch, that's listening. If anybody knows that husband, post it immediately. How are you not gonna give it to us?
Trust me, they don't know this husband.
So why are you going to go dance?
Oh, this one, he's like a diamond in the sky, Nicole, baby. Everybody don't know it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Anyway, I'm telling you, listen. After tonight, baby, I'm officially taking a break. I can't be subjected to this week in and week out. And I'm taking a break. I'm going to hiatus after the night.
With your husband?
No.
Oh, so Kelly's going to have him outside.
I don't know what she's going to be doing. I need a break.
Let me tell you something, okay? I'm not talking to Alexis, okay? Because I'm about to read, honey. And I've been trying to be nice, okay? Bitch, okay. Miss motherfucking Jody Blaze, Ex Balenciaga, Ms. Rahi, or Ex Ms. Rahi, or whatever the fuck you want to be, Mr. Don't get motherfucking mad at me because you sent your pictures out all over the motherfucking place and your pictures winded up on my smut motherfucking page. I don't give a fuck that you feel some type of way that I smutted your pictures out and you was in the house of Ms. Rahi. Let me tell y'all, but I'm going to tell y'all bitches one motherfucking thing, okay? I have been in the house of Ms. Rahi for 16 motherfucking years with the 9-month motherfucking hiatus to try to do something else, okay? My loyalty, like I told Jack and Andre when I was a couture, my loyalty to the house of Mizrahi is to my children. That was my children when I was a Mizrahi and when I was a mother. That's where my loyalty lies at. Everybody else that came after that, when I was gone, I have no loyalty to them because I just came back. You have to build a foundation with me, and you have to build an aura and respect with me before I can be loyal to you because I don't motherfucking know you. So if you feel some type of motherfucking way about your pictures being put up, please
This group has nothing, this official boardroom group has nothing to do with negativity. But if you would like to take yourself out of it or remove yourself from the group, you may do so at any given time. But if you bitches keep sinning for me, I'll start a new motherfucking group, this thing. Because I got a whole bunch of other motherfucking pictures that I ain't released motherfucking yet. And I keep telling the girls, stop knocking at my motherfucking door. Because when y'all knock at my door, when one bitch knock at my door, Miss Thing, she makes it bad for every other motherfucking bitch around. Because that's when I have to go into be that bitch. Be Kelly Couture Mizrahi and just be a mess. One bitch knocks, everybody suffers for a bitch knocking at my motherfucking door, not just you. So don't send for me, fella. Yeah. Hold on, y'all go ahead and talk. Alexis, friend is on my is on the red phone. Hello.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, so I see this is a bag or something. Okay.
What are you doing? Is your bag packed?
Oh. Alexis.
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay. Well, when you get it, when you get in the house, hit me up.
Y'all both have passionate crushes on him.
Okay.
And made
no,
the best
we don't
way.
Have. We know. We don't know. We don't. We don't. We both don't have. We both don't have passionate crushes on anything.
Miss Kelly, wait, hold up, bitch. Wait. What seems to be the problem, you guys? I mean, is it a piece? Is it your husband? Is it a party piece? Kelly's entertaining it. I'm just
It's never a party piece. It's never a party piece. I have known him for years, and we are good friends.
And him and Alexis is husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Who is doing diamonds?
Well, if you and I even want to come out, we stepping out to Vogue Nights tomorrow. If you and I even want to come out,
oh okay, I'll be out.
I mean, I don't have to. I can sit right home and will it.
Well, you know, we're definitely going to be out at Vogue.
Come on out, honey, and
we're definitely going to be out at Vogue Nights and everything tomorrow.
Naima, why are you going out with both of them blocking him? Kelly is not even going to let you through.
I'm not blocking anything. I'm going to be on the microphone. I'm not blocking anything.
I'm not blocking anything.
I'm just making it snow.
I'm not going to go. Let me tell you something, Nicole. You see, word of mouth travels. I'm not gonna go after to try to have the child, whatever like that. I just want to see what the child looked like.
Oh well, Alexis.
Yeah.
Alexis, are you still there? Remember when we was on chat with me, you, and the other person, and he was on the other chat.
Right.
The other person seen him in the club this weekend, and they got rejected. Yeah.
So Alexis, you in the running.
Look, Nicole, let me explain something to you.
Wait, no, explain it. I need you
Kelly,
to explain
is
it.
Is it who I think it is, Kelly?
No, it's nobody you think it is, girl. I will never be in the running for anything. If I want it, I will have it.
Okay. And it's Kelly is your good friend, right?
That's what I never do is compete for any piece of meat.
He's been my friend for over 7 years.
Okay. No, I like your story. You stick it to it. But Alexis, okay, I understand. I see what's going on.
Alexis, I need a recipe from you for Thanksgiving.
Macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
Oh, child, please. Okay, and for everybody out there that's listening, everybody that's going to download this show, and when the girls was reading that my macaroni and cheese was a little crunchy, I found out what I was doing wrong, and I fixed it. So we will definitely be battling next motherfucking Thursday. Okay, Alexis is going to give y'all a new story next at the Monday after Thanksgiving when she comes over for Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm taking a break to after Christmas.
Well, let me come over there and do the taste test. I'll have my stern blunt when I come over there, honey. And
you're not coming back to Baltimore for Thanksgiving?
I'm supposed to be down there, child, but
what the hell that mean? You too old?
Huh?
You
I said you're too old to be.
What did you say?
I didn't say I was too old.
I thought that's what you just said.
No.
What did you want? My whole thing.
Well, tonight was definitely a full night
it
of
sure
full
was,
many
honey.
Things. Honey, it was definitely many things, honey.
Naima, your inbox is busting open.
It sure is.
I bet it is, honey.
I know, bitch, because I caught it.
What is she going to bust
y'all
next?
Girls better take a back seat, bitch. Did y'all hear what she said, Kelly? You sure you want to bring your date out to that club?
Baby,
on snow.
Baby, listen, let me tell you something. At the end of the motherfucking day,
okay.
Baby, when
okay.
we step, when I step in the building, tomorrow it's going to be, tomorrow night is going to be many things tomorrow night. I'm just letting y'all know, okay?
Oh,
it's
going to
be many motherfucking things. So y'all bitches better be motherfucking ready.
I might. This must be a cute one, Jason. She is
Nicole.
Make sure you take
Nicole,
what?
I'm gonna tell you this. It's Butch Queen's perfect tent. Okay.
Well,
it's
then
face,
maybe I need to put my
face,
mama and my husband.
It's face, body, and it's motherfucking real, and it's sitting.
And when you say this, y'all are going to be at
Vogue
night.
Okay, all right. I hear
siren,
you in the Lexus.
It's sex siren. It's sex siren. It's body. It's the total motherfucking package, okay?
Okay, and you know what? Now you got to ziplock it because I hear that, and I totally understand what you said. But what is that thing you say? Y'all say at the end of the day. At the end of the day, does he do the girls?
Nicole, apparently he does the girls.
No, not necessarily. Now, don't be fooled. They
you
come
got
like
you
that.
Got
if,
know,
Alexis, if Alexis is his wife, baby, he has to do the girls.
Then that means Alexis is no longer his wife.
Oh shit! Ooh. So what you trying to say? Mother Meekly, Mother Meekly is coming out tomorrow.
Alexis, there's no way. Wait a minute. I just want to clarify that though, because see, we go chasing
okay,
around them and
on,
they make
hold
believe.
On. You know what? Wait, hold
wait,
on.
Wait, Kelly.
You know, because I'm about to eat.
No.
Honey.
I want to eat. What Kelly got for me?
Alexis. I'm about to eat it. Hold on.
Give it to me.
I'm about to eat it for the girls. I'm trying to see a picture.
Give it to me.
I'm trying to see a picture that I can crop. Oh, I got one right here that I can crop the head out, Miss Day, and I can add it. I can post it up. Hold on.
Wait a minute, Kelly, before you do that, do he have any recognizable tattoos?
Baby, listen. I'm mother.
To text it to me because I can't see none of that.
Hold on. I'm mother, baby. You know I'm mother, baby. I'm about to edit.
Hold on, Kelly. Hello, Kelly. Let me tell Nicole something. Listen. You know, they asked the question of should legends or icons be chopped for their category?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are legendary for realness, but baby, there is no competition.
Oh.
This. The mother comes on the floor. The mama comes around, everything else is shut the fuck down.
You know something? Because I was saying that saying long before you put hair in your head, I am totally.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me hold on. Okay, hold on. Naima, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Naima and Jason, because it's my thing is send me an inbox right now and
to which
I'll
page?
To my mother Kelly Mizrahi. Send me an inbox and I already cut the head and I already photoshopped
leave me alone, Alexis.
I already cut the head and I already photoshopped the tattoos out of it.
Oh, child.
But I'll send y'all the body so y'all can get into it,
oh,
and then y'all gotta come out. Y'all gotta come out tomorrow so y'all can see the face.
Mm. Oh, Kelly. Then what's the purpose of even?
Don't let her send you on that skit, Naima. Listen. Don't let her send y'all on that skit.
Jason,
Alexis, have a good seat.
Jason,
and Miss Kelly is coming off that mic.
Jason, we'll see you on Saturday at the free ball, Jason.
Are you coming down here for the free ball?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, I guess she won't be commentating tomorrow night.
Okay. Oh, night. I just got Naima inbox. Hold on. Full conversation. Upload, honey. Naima, you got it, Naima.
I guess.
I'm sorry.
So.
I'm sorry that it's a little blurry and I had to, you know, because it's a recognizable
tattoo. Them too.
It's a recognizable tattoo, so I had to, you know, Photoshop the six pack out. Naima, sorry.
I can't see it, Kelly. What's his complexion?
And the tattoo sits over there.
He's liking. Oh, all right. Y'all really got to take it. I'm sorry, Alexis.
Yeah.
Missing. This is the first time that you're going to realize how bad I come.
Oh, shit.
Your girlfriend is coming off that mic. Miss Kelly knows this. I don't even know why she's sitting over there feeling it.
You're going to have to reach deep in your bag of tricks and outfits.
You know something? It's all in my hip and in my stand. I'm going to command it all. Watch this. Girlfriend cut is back. Watch this.
No, well, you should. Well, actually, Nicole, something cut never went away because I was here the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Miss Alexis.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something about me. Okay.
Now, you know, you're in this car. So what's the, what's the prize for the winner?
Naima, I got into her tea. She's going to clock it from the back. She's holding her drink while everybody's listening, and she's looking, and he's looking, and she's pulling it like that. But that's not going to work either, girl.
No, Jason,
check
that
inbox, Jason.
No, I wasn't even going to say that. What I was going to say was, trust and believe. My name moves in circles, so I don't even have to, you know, but because I know that it's my sister's piece, if it's going to be her piece, then I'm not going to
Naima, see, ain't no free, no, look, Naima, ain't no free, no date, ain't no girl, no fucking friend. They just said that the child is la, 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 la. Miss Kelly is inboxing, framing tattoos and stuff like that. No, Miss Alexis wants some. Miss Kelly wants some. She coming off that mic. That's it.
I don't need to come off the microphone.
I'm gonna tell you something. See, Alexis knows that I ain't pressed about the boys. Like, I will send her boys pages. I will, you know, send her over a photo or something like that. Be like, girl, get your life, girl, have it or whatever. This is what he get, X, Y, and Z. You know, I pay it. But if she tells me, like she's told me before, because me and Alexis are like that.
Jason, did you get it?
That, you know, she got somebody that she really likes, she interested in, or whatever the case may be, then I won't pursue after it.
All right, wait a minute. Let's clear something up, okay? Because we're not going to make it go there about it. You just took all the fun out of it, bitch. Miss Alexis, is this something that you are potentially yours, or, you know, I mean, because if it is, I don't understand what Miss Kelly is doing, wink,
listen,
wink.
If it was something that I was pursuing in that manner, Nicole, when I tell you it would not even be discussed
on
tens of chucks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just a throw-off. You the throw-off. She's always been the throw-off, though.
Listen, hold on, listen. That's my husband, amongst others, so don't get it wrong. But if it was something that I wanted in that manner, we wouldn't even have this discussion right here.
Oh, okay, so that means Jay
said,
and I can expose
I know Jason, and I trust Jason, and I know it's not going to get any place. Now, Jason, you seen the body. Now you just seen the face. Now what do you think?
Wait a minute, I got to go back to look at the face.
Wait, Jason, just tell me to get up and go out. That's what I want you to say to me, Nicole, go out.
How you
going to
say
that
the face?
Because I know Jason's not going to tell nobody.
So, Miss Kelly, I spooked your whole thing. Y'all better all get into Mother Mizrahi. Okay, I got into you.
So now, Jason, what's your verdict, Jason?
Wait a minute, I'm trying to download it now. My damn computer. Come on, damn.
Pull up to my papa, baby. Dancing in the street.
You better be careful. Remember the last birthday we brought to New York City.
Oh, this is going to be a competition I don't want to miss.
How long are you going to be up here?
He'll be here for a while.
There is no competition,
oh,
baby.
Well, if that's the case, Ms.
Yeah, you got it, right, Nicole? I got it. Yeah.
Yes, Ms. Naima.
I got it. All right, girl. I'll take my time, girl. I got it.
Y'all go ahead.
Y'all go ahead. Get your mic. I got
and
it.
And he's coming to the free ball, too. He's coming to the free ball with y'all.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I wasn't going to Baltimore, but I think I might take
but I'll be there, too.
Yeah, he's not even going to be there.
Yeah,
Naima.
No, he's not.
He doesn't like your type. You've already
Alexis.
Passed yourself out of the running.
Alexis.
Oh, yeah, Naima, yeah. He doesn't,
Listen, Nicole, it's no shame. You are legendary for your category, but baby, he wants this motherfucking butter next to him, baby.
Listen, I don't think legendary for the category having anything to do with it. Legendary for the category has nothing to do with it. This is
from around the world.
Alexis, get up out your seat. Don't sit down tomorrow. And Kelly, pass that mic to somebody, okay?
Nicole, I'll sit in the corner and look while you gawk, okay?
No. See, you gag. It won't even get you. Don't know who I am, bitch.
Jason already told y'all, honey, it's definitely going to be a battle, honey.
But, Miss Kelly, I want to know, sis, what's your part in it?
I don't have any parts in it.
Let me tell you something. That child could be all the I've told that he wants to have. For what's one woman's outlaw, honey, is another person's item.
Hold on, Naima.
Let me see your Naima. The difference between me and you is this ass stays here.
And Naima, you heard me say earlier, when me and Alexis and that other person that we're not gonna mention was on chat, and the other person was giving him, baby, I'm a top, and I want to, and he gave baby the other person seen him out at the club,
right,
and he gave
so he
the person.
Job. A job. Right, but see, ain't not too many of y'all have ever really got tens across the board on me, so I don't think that that's going to happen when it comes down to me.
Fuck that shit. Meet me at the back of the runway.
Alexis, I'm going to do that after I show you.
Oh, really? Oh, you feel like that? Okay.
After I show you, because then we have a reason to be on the floor.
Okay, good.
Well, baby, I guess the girls is going to battle tomorrow night.
Yes, Jason, because Kelly is really fierce. Y'all better get into her, but catch her.
All I'm going to say is, Nicole, you better bring your A motherfucking game.
Let me tell you something. Let's break it down for real, y'all. We're dealing with three different types of girls. Mind you, they both are big, but they both are very different. I'm sorry, Kelly. Did I mention your name?
Yes, you said they don't feel so big.
I'm so sorry. You the background. You know, three different type of girls that present three different types of things, and everybody's good in for what they do. But we're dealing with one girl that's just the all arounder, and that just has always been, you know, what's her name? So Alexis said that she has made it where, you know, she's the mommy, you know, and she's the soft and butter, you know. Stuff like
that's
that.
What he like cotton.
But soft is no longer butter, it's cotton. And things switch up sometime. So, you know, maybe the best girl, you know.
Cotton makes you itch, baby. Stick
well, Vogue Tuesdays is going to really be cute. Alexis, call me and let me know if you're not going to school, because if you're not going to school, then I'll come over and pick up a package. But if you go to school, then I'll just leave him here and I'll go over to the
Don't you come to my motherfucking house asking me for nothing but by yourself. It's not going too bad. What are you doing?
He's going to be rested.
You want to come over there and call your hair for you, Alexis?
Huh?
What you say?
No. I'm gonna come. If either one of whichever one of y'all going to be home tomorrow, I'll come to either one of y'all and pick up a package. But we're not gonna play favoritism. Nobody's gonna cut one girl out the middle, Miss A. We're gonna all come to Vogue Nights and we're gonna battle at Vogue Nights.
Y'all calm down. You used the word battling.
Let me tell you something. It's too many fish in my sea, and I have enough bait for all of them. So I'm not even. I don't even need to go.
All right, we all lost.
Trust me, Naima. Hold on, Nicole. Trust me, Naima. Jason can vouch for this. Okay, this will smack your motherfucking grandmother down a fucking flight of steps, bitch.
Oh, Miss
okay.
Kelly.
And then you're gonna send those other three pieces, Miss Thing, that you had before that to go pick her up, because you ain't gonna have time. You're gonna be trying to worry about him. Is he all right?
Mm.
Now, can you vouch for that or not, Jason?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that everybody vouched for everything that they vouched for, and I love all the advertising that you have done, Mother Mizrahi. And Alexis, you have truly owned up to what you say or think that you are. And Kelly, you know, 252. I love you girls like butter, like cotton. But until then, you know, Naima, I'll see you with your drink and so on.
We'll be sipping our cocktails, honey. Yeah.
I'll see you with that.
So y'all gonna be sipping y'all cocktails while him and Alexis in the corner sipping their cocktails. That's what y'all saying?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm gonna show Naima a different way. It's always calling like it's like closing in. One normally come from the left and the other one come from the right. But you don't see which one is coming the time that they're coming because y'all so baked into each other. That's all you're gonna get right now.
No, this is no need.
Okay.
Put your effect back in the closet for the next phone.
Alexis, let me say, Miss Alexis, I made the motherfucking game pawn.
I've been chesting for
many, many years, and you are bringing your child, your husband, to the state of New York City with Mother Mizrahi, and I'll tell you the story at the end.
Oh, that's no story for me, baby.
Yes, well, baby.
Nicole, one thing about me, I'll always be satisfied. While the girl's
trying
to get in
there, I'm not going to do this with her. Good night, Miss Alexis.
Well, I just want to let everybody know, because we only got like 4 minutes left. Can everybody say good night, and I'll see all of y'all at Vogue Night tomorrow. And you know what I'm gonna do for y'all? When it gets here, I'm gonna take a picture of and I'm gonna send it to y'all. Let y'all know it's in town.
So can you confirm or deny that he's gonna be at your house the whole time that he's gonna be in New York?
And he might be. You never know. He might wind up in Brooklyn on the three line.
I got it. Okay. Well, anyway, I just want to say my good nights. You know, I will see y'all tomorrow on London's Tea Party. I love everybody. I enjoyed myself tonight. Tonight's been many things. I enjoyed talking to you, Kelly, Nicole, Alexis, and everything, honey. And yeah, we'll recap tomorrow. and Jason, I'll be talking to you after we get off this call. Yeah.
I ain't answering my phone. I'm gonna say good night, guys. I will look forward. Blah, 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 blah. See y'all tomorrow night on Tears and Chop. Naima, you're gonna have to hit me up from the club and let me know which one won, because we'll still be on the air, I can let the listeners know who ended up with the man at the end of the night. But my money is on. I'll wait till tomorrow night to play with my
Alexa.
Well, I just want to tell everybody good night. I'll see you guys after Christmas. Kelly, Nicole, and Naima.
Yeah.
May the best lady win. I wish all you girls good luck. Make sure you come bring the category correctly, because the legends will be chopping you girls. Okay.
Reaching out.
Oh my God! Everybody definitely tuned in tomorrow night for London, and the Tea Party cast will definitely be on, honey. They're definitely gonna give y'all a show of madness and drama, and it's definitely going to be a key, honey. And they definitely do give y'all good topics that they definitely do talk about on Tuesday nights. Don't forget Wednesday night is my legendary iconic sister. It's the CEO and founder of the House of Couture. We'll definitely be live on the air with a State of Emergency show. So definitely tune into that. For all of you people that want to hear positive topics and definitely have a format where y'all could definitely talk and sit down and debate and have good conversation, and definitely everybody definitely do have an opinion, definitely tune into that show on Wednesday night. And everybody that calls into the show definitely do have an opinion, and everybody that posts something in the chat room definitely do have an opinion, and we definitely do not monitor and take things down. Everybody has a voice, and everybody's voice should be heard. I am the legendary Kelly Couture, Miss Rahi, honey. And I want to tell you all, I love you all for listening to the show, and whatever alleyway or whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love you all for loving me. Good night.
Icons, legends, statements, and stars. The legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battle. Who will bring 2013 in with the victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? For the hottest categories and the hottest competition. Grand Prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entrance for $1,000. Grand Prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all team, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, schoolboy realness, the presidential award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, 'cause Take No Prisoners is gonna be fierce, not shady.